awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Friday.
Welcome, Friday. Good to see you, buddy.
Yay.
I can't tell you how happy I am that I could say happy Friday.
Amen.
Oh, it's here.
It's here.
It's time to get happy.
We're all so happy right now.
We really are.
Can't you tell by our voices?
Man, heck yeah.
Heck yeah, dude. Hey, dude.
Got a good show for you today. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico will be joining us today.
He shall and he shall.
It's going to be great. So, other than that, I mean, you know, typical awesome morning party.
We hope so.
Yeah. What kind of a team?
Last Friday, it went crazy.
Last Friday was like, man, we got all this stuff planned. It's my wife's birthday weekend. Yep. It's going to be great. No problems. Oh, wait.
No!
What? Friday night creeping on a come up.
Ah!
Fevers in the craziness.
Crazy.
Hospitals. Ah! I'm just so glad that it's another week already.
Me too.
It's crazy that it's already next week. So,
I know.
Yep.
I'm excited about it. I'm excited about being here with all of you fine people on this wonderful Friday. And I hope that we can all have a really good one.
If you need a pick-me-up this morning, you need to go to facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah.
Some incredible, incredible photography up there.
It's true. I'm also trying to upload a funny photo right now, and I can't do anything because I can't operate this computer.
It's right there.
I know. There it is.
Boom. Oh, yeah. So here we are. It is Friday. Don't forget, coming up at 6:45, we do birthdays.
We do birthdays, and there are some birthdays today.
I was going to say, we got some this morning.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that. Of course, breaking news. Boom. Coming up at 6:30.
Hey, everybody, it's Friday.
Can I just warn everybody right now that you need to bundle up?
Yes, good grief.
Man.
It's in the teens outside.
Yeah, I walked outside, and just so you know, went to go put the trash out because it's trash day in my hood.
In the hood.
And your car was completely frosted over.
Yes.
It's 10 degrees outside.
Completely frosted over.
So, I don't think it's really going to snow. Allegedly, it's going to get up in the 50s today. So, that's going to be fun because I'm super bundled up. And once it gets up in there, I might have to start unlayering.
I hope that it gets up to the 50s.
Yeah.
But think about that temperature difference. That means that it's climbing like 40-something degrees every day. That's crazy.
Hey, shout out to our garbage guy.
Yeah.
Please pick it up today.
Please.
Please. Okay.
Get the garbage.
Here's the deal. We had a huge entertainment center come in, and it came in a giant box.
It did.
And the box doesn't necessarily fit. Like, the lid's up. And last week, we put it out on the curb, and he didn't take our trash because the lid was up. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Not a lot of the lid up. Come
I don't
on.
Know what the deal
You're
is.
You're new to New Mexico. You should know these things.
I don't know.
They didn't
know.
Give you a welcome to New Mexico packet and, like, teach you all the doctrines of New Mexico?
Apparently, they didn't give New Mexican citizens that either.
Mr. Trash Man, please take my trash today.
Oh, you just reminded me.
Oh,
speaking of New Mexico, I found a list yesterday of the 10 worst states, like, with education-wise.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Should we save it or should we talk about it right now?
Because
I don't have the link. I'd have to go find it.
Oh, since you said speaking of New Mexico, are we the worst?
Nope, you're not the worst.
Oh, yeah!
But you're not the best. You're not near the best. You're near the worst.
Great.
There you go.
Oh, wonderful. We'll definitely have to talk about that coming up.
My mom just texted and said, it's 12 degrees in Mississippi.
Oh, see? Twinsies.
It's cold everywhere.
Mississippi and New Mexico, we're just so close to each other in so many ways.
So many ways. We'll talk about it in a second.
Yep. Birthdays at 6:45. Get a birthday shout out in.
Woo!
Studio at mystaticradio.com. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news right now for you. It's serious. It's not serious. It's Friday. Justin Bieber was arrested on a DUI and for drag racing. It happened in Miami. His entourage had illegally blocked off residential streets at 4 in the morning so the Biebs could have some fun. He went on a tirade. He got out. He sat on his car like an idiot. He had leather pants on.
Yeah.
I do not care.
Yeah.
The end.
Did you see his mugshot?
Yes, it was hilarious. I also saw people already instantly making fun of the situation. I saw a t-shirt that somebody made yesterday while all this stuff was happening, a t-shirt. And it said, free Biebsy or something like that. And then it said, just kidding, he's a douchebag at the bottom.
Are you serious?
Yes. Quoting the shirt.
Right.
It was hilarious.
And now they're selling it.
Yes.
Wow.
But the thing to me was how quick the turnaround, you know?
Like, he used to be beloved.
I know. It was so fast. I'm sorry I said that.
Well, here's what happened.
I'm quoting that shirt.
Right.
It was crazy.
Here's what happened is he became arrogant.
Yeah.
Like, he got to that level and then thought he ruled the world. He became invincible.
Yeah.
It
was intense,
nothing
man.
Could bring him down. And
you read the quotes, like, when the officer pulled him over, he just went into this little tirade, started cussing the cop out. Why'd you pull me over? It's like, hey, you were drag racing
right
in a residential area.
You are also intoxicated.
Yeah, he admitted to being, he was drunk, he had smoked pot, and he had taken some medicine or something, I don't know. Just craziness.
Unbelievable.
That kid's got a lot going on in his life.
You know what he needs? Prayer, because he grew up in a Christian home.
Yeah.
I have a friend who was part of...
Oh,
I know
yeah.
somebody who worked on his tour. Ooh. For all of, I think, 4 days was how many days they could take it.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I can't do this because the lifestyle that kid is living right now is insane.
In so many ways, he's still just a kid.
Yeah.
And you can totally see the way he acts. He's in that phase where he's like, no, I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I make adult decisions.
Anybody who wants to attain that status, I think these are solid lessons to learn. Like, hey, check it out. Because I know everybody would love to be famous. Everybody would love to be rich. And everybody would love to be a superstar.
Yeah.
But you see the price that comes with that if you're not prepared, if you're not grounded in the Word and in your family and man, this kid is.
And I think it goes for everybody.
Crazy.
You look at biblical examples like Solomon.
Right.
Solomon was, it says that he was the richest and the smartest at the time, you know?
Yeah.
And he wrote, there's an entire book in the Bible where all he does is complain.
Yeah.
And he's just complaining because he's like, none of this matters.
And he experienced everything.
Everything.
I know. I kind of feel like Biebs, while he's in jail, needs to just kind of kick back and read some Ecclesiastes.
Maybe so.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe he'll have time.
So, learn
something.
Well,
he was driving a Lamborghini.
Gosh.
And Lamborghini has confirmed that they are going to make an SUV. It's going to go into production.
Are you serious?
If there has ever been a needless vehicle.
Yeah.
Now we've got this one. And the little joke on the paper says, good, that way Bieber can race off-road.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Most Hummers that you see are big, flashy SUVs like that. You know that vehicle's never been off-road.
Yeah.
Ever.
And it gets terrible gas mileage.
What is the purpose of this?
Spending money.
Gosh.
That's the only reason.
Judging you guys, I'm sorry.
If you have a Hummer and you've taken it off-road, then kudos to you.
Yes, we commend you.
We commend you.
You're using it
you
for
You are
words.
The best.
Yes.
You are the best at what you do every day. It was reported that Bill Cosby is working on a new show for NBC. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah!
It's going to be cool.
Oh.
He's going to be a patriarch. It hasn't been picked up yet, but...
Oh, come on. It's Bill Cosby.
I know, but we're all sitting
It's got to be.
Every major news source has reported Bill Cosby's thinking about doing a TV show. In case anybody was wondering if it will take off.
But here's the thing. Mad About You, show I loved. Paul Reiser was like, I'm making a comeback. I'm going to do the Paul Reiser show. I think it lasted 4 episodes.
Well, this is Bill Cosby.
I know.
The Cosby Show, I read this yesterday. It was number one. It was like in the top five. I don't know if it was number one. It was in the top five TV shows for every year that it was on except the last year.
Man.
I wonder what happened last year. Maybe people were just so sad that it was leaving.
Maybe. Was that when they got Raven?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. That's so Raven.
I'm going to take a chance.
Let's do it. We know who it is.
Static!
Hello?
You know who it is, dude.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Oh. Dude, I would take a Lamborghini SUV. I'm having car trouble.
Are you really?
Dude, I got up early. I got a big appointment, 5:30 a.m. I'm my coffee, got the fire going for the fan bam when I get up, dude. Everything's dialed in.
Yeah.
Jumped, walked out, put my laptop in the car, got my coffee. It's activating Stabilitrack on my Chevy truck, and it reduces horsepower. So I'm doing like a mile per hour with my flashers on.
What?
Yeah, and so now I got to go find a Chevrolet dealership. It's got 48,000 miles on it. It's brand new.
It's got it. That's a computer problem.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
I'm running on the cylinder. If you guys were doing a radio show, I was going to call one of y'all. Come get me, man.
We would if we weren't doing this radio show.
I know.
You know, man. So, but anyway, man, you guys have a great day.
Shane, it's going to pick up. It's going to turn around. Don't give up.
Literally, because it's a truck.
I'm just going to, I'm looking at it this way. It's just giving me more time to enjoy my coffee.
That's some good coffee.
That's some good coffee.
And the morning show. Let's be honest. You know?
And the morning show. That's for real, though.
I'm going to make this
the best. All right, you guys, man. Love you guys.
Love you.
This is going to be the best breaking news ever for Shane.
We have to now, because he's going a mile per hour in his
Listen
truck.
To this story. Shane,
yeah,
a professional British skydiver survived a 12,000-foot plunge after he lost control of his parachute and crashed into a parked vehicle.
Okay, see, truck's not that worse.
He lived.
He lived.
He lived.
If that guy lived after falling 12,000 feet, you're gonna live, buddy.
Uh-oh.
Going a mile per hour in your pickup.
Check this out. The company that okayed Edward Snowden to work for the NSA is now being charged with fraud.
No way.
How are they doing that?
I don't know. They can do whatever they want these days. 2014.
2014, do what you want.
Know what I mean?
And we won't stop. And we can't stop. So many good examples out there. Jelly Belly has released a beer-flavored jelly bean. We've already talked about this. All this new, they're just repeating themselves.
Are you serious?
That is on there three times.
Gosh.
What? A new study shows that fewer women are seeking treatment for infertility.
Oh.
Bunch of fertile myrtles running around. All right. A Maryland man who was snowed in, made a plea on Craigslist for someone to bring him Taco Bell. We talked about this yesterday, too.
I've got an answer for him.
What is it?
He needs to meet with the makers of Jelly Belly, because if they're making beer-flavored jelly beans, chances are they can make anything. They're going to start making Taco Bell-flavored jelly beans. If you could have a jelly bean, any flavor, what jelly bean would you want?
I really like the grape ones.
No, dude.
Just
like,
grape.
Invent one right
no, just
now.
Grape.
Invent it.
Okay,
just
grape.
Grape.
Super grape.
Gosh.
Super grape.
What if you could get one that was a grape jelly and peanut butter sandwich?
They have one.
Oh,
I've had it. It's wonderful.
I know what I would want.
What?
I would want the Caribbean jerk flavor from.
Oh.
From a wing.
Now,
joint.
Would it just be the sauce, or would it kind of taste like the chicken?
Like kind of the chicken too.
Just a
maybe?
Little chicken.
Yeah, why not?
Just a little chicken.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Shane!
Shane!
In your car! If you could make a jelly bean of any flavor, what would it be? Think about that on your 27-minute drive to the dealership.
Just scream it out. Speaking of new flavors,
yeah.
Continuing its tradition of creating flavor after new flavor, Oreo has launched two brand new varieties, cookie dough and something called Marshmallow Crispy, which we're not really sure.
I've seen this, and I've heard nasty things about it.
It's based on Rice Krispies treats, but
yeah.
For legal reasons, they cannot be called that. The new flavors come out February 3rd. And are expected to be available for 6 to 8 weeks.
I've heard nasty reviews on the marshmallow one. I was reading an article yesterday. It was an actual food review on this marshmallow.
And it said it was gross.
It said it was disgusting. So, Oreo, maybe just stick to the whole, like, is the black part chocolate?
I don't know.
Would that, is it a chocolate in, because it doesn't taste like chocolate. It just tastes like Oreo, right? Like, it's kind of
got
its own thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got its own thing.
Yeah, girl.
It's got its own thing.
It's got its own thing, girl.
Okay, now we all know that I personify our pet cat panda a little too much.
All the time.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Most people do that with pets.
It's not weird.
You know?
You know.
Well, if it was a dog, you would be like, Indiana, get me the remote.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, except Indiana would get me the remote.
But he would crush it in his teeth on the way over. He'd probably eat the remote.
Probably, yeah.
Panda would just look back at you and say, I'm not getting the remote.
Right. I don't even know what the remote is.
You know
which
what?
One's the remote?
We make cats out to be these terrible things, but it's because we're personifying them.
Right.
When we talk to an animal and it just looks at us, then we're going, oh, you're ignoring me. Where's that coming from? Is that the animal or is that you?
I think that's us.
There you go. Anyway, here's another reason to hate cats.
Okay, good.
San Franciscans will soon have its very own cat cafe. Oh, okay. That's right. Called Kit T. K-I-T, capital T-E-A, kitty. Kit T. Founders and cat enthusiasts Courtney Hatt and David Braganinski. Yeah, Braganinski. Have described their upcoming venture as part gourmet tea house and part cats and human oasis. Courtney and David say patrons will partake of all the enjoyment and therapy that cats provide while enjoying healthy blends of exotic teas that are ecologically sourced from around the world. Our cats will enjoy a high-quality, elegant home constructed expressly for their pleasure.
Okay.
Personifying animals.
Gosh.
It's true.
Is it called the Cat Fae?
It's called the Kit Tea.
The Kitty Cat Fae.
No, it's just Kitty.
Come on.
There's probably already a Cat Fae. Ugh. And they didn't want to get into a legal dispute.
And they have their own feline of teas.
Why don't you work for these people? There's probably a job out there for you, friend. Hey, I've got an exciting opportunity. People are excited about.
No, what we're going to do is start writing our own sitcom.
We're
going to get famous. We're going to buy Lamborghinis. We're going to have our entourage block off streets, and we're going to race
each
other.
They're going to block off.
That could happen?
We're going to get Lamborghini SUVs, and we're going to go pick up Shane. And they're all going to just ride off into the desert and have a ball. And it's going to be great. Love you, Shane. Sorry you're having car trouble. Hey, play some scary music.
Scary! Any second now.
There's an abandoned cruise ship. It's been floating off in international waters off the coast of Newfoundland for months. Months.
Just hanging out by itself?
It became loose in a storm.
Wow.
While it was being towed, and it just got... It's gone. They were like, we can't get it! It's gone! So months later, the company that intended to sell the Luyabov Orlova for scrap, so I guess it was, they weren't going to use it anymore.
Right.
Transport Canada wrote the ship off after it was determined that the ship no longer poses a threat to the safety of Canadian offshore oil installations, their personnel, or the marine environment. So Canada was like, oh yeah,
we're just going to go ahead and sell this here, eh? Make some money and make some scrap metal out of this here boat theory.
We were about to go get it and it's gone. I don't know. Sorry. You still haven't seen Anchorman.
You sounded like an elf or something from Lord of the Rings.
A boot?
Yeah.
That's all I got. I have two Canadian friends in my whole life.
Oh, man.
Anyway. Now it's feared that the drifting ship may be nearing the United Kingdom. Oh. So this thing has made its way across the Atlantic Ocean. Two signals were picked up last year, presumably from lifeboats, which fell away and hit the water.
Oh, man.
Showing the vessel had made it two-thirds of the way across the Atlantic and was heading east, still going. A week later, an unidentified object of about the right size was spotted on radar just off the coast of Scotland, but search planes never verified the find. Here's the thing. This is a ghost ship. Nobody's on it, right?
Right.
Pim de Rhodes, a Belgian salvage hunter who is among a number looking for the Luyabov Orlova. That's the name of it.
The boat.
Off the UK coastline said, there will be lots of rats, and they eat each other.
Oh.
If I get aboard, I'll have to lace everywhere with poison.
Wow.
So this is a ghost ship floating around in the Atlantic Ocean. It's traveled from Canada to almost the UK now. And it's filled with rats.
They need to make a reality show.
Yes. There was this old
that's going to pick this up.
Yes, back when MTV was first starting to get into the reality game.
Yeah.
But they still played music videos.
Right.
This was in the 90s, kids.
Yeah.
You weren't alive.
TRL.
You weren't alive. They had a show called Fear. Do you remember MTV's Fear?
Oh, I forgot about that show.
It was scary.
It was scary.
And it was a reality show, and they would drop these people off in these haunted places.
Yeah, like, hey, here's a haunted prison.
Go explore.
Yeah.
And you have to sit in the most haunted room for 15 minutes, radio silence.
Complete black.
And they would put night vision cameras on them, and nine times out of ten, those people would freak themselves out.
Of course they would.
And then every once in a while, something really freaky would happen, and they would catch it on camera.
Dude.
And you know, who knows what it was, but it was a scary show. I couldn't watch it. It would come on at like 9 or 9:30 right before I went to bed, and I was terrified. But I would always watch it. Always, always, always. Mm-mm. And I would just stay up in radio silence in my bed and not be able to sleep. But if they wanted to bring that show back, this would be the way to
do it. That'd be the way to do it.
MTV's
We're
going to
drop you off on a ghost ship infested with rats. Good luck!
But all those people would get eaten by the rats.
I know.
Because by now those rats, they're sick of rat meat and they need something else. Rat ship.
Why haven't we thought of this before? But just need to get some investors.
This is ripped from the headlines!
We're going to make a new reality TV show. Okay.
Yes. Let's
find the people and let's do this.
Okay.
I would totally be the guy on that ship.
Should we take prisoners?
No. Well, prisoners? We are the prisoners.
No. If we take prisoners and we take the worst prisoners, then maybe they won't survive and the rats will eat them.
I mean, we should go on the ship.
No. What if we get eaten?
Nah, that'd be
this
awesome.
This is a terrible idea.
I would totally do that.
My mom is offended somewhere.
I'm sorry.
Why would you take my boy on
that? I'm sorry, Sally Field.
She's probably mad at me because she's like, why were you watching that scary show?
All right. Moving. Scary. Gone. Birthdays?
Yes. Nothing. Radio silence.
Well, you know, it's Friday, which means it's Flashback Friday, which means... You got this?
Maybe.
You got this? You know this?
Oh, I know it.
It's Flashback Friday! Thankfully, the ghost ship is not coming to America.
Is this happening?
Oh, snap!
Sneal.
It's snappening! Good morning, Stever.
Morning.
I love this. On the plane.
Oh.
They're coming to America.
Thankfully not. I am so down with Neil Diamond for Flashback Friday.
With the Diamond.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond.
I wish I could wear big collars.
Yes.
Guess I could. All right, so it's, I'm going to do Neil Diamond. You guys know any Neil Diamond songs?
Just a few.
No.
What's your favorite?
This one.
Oh, man.
This is a great
song. Over Sweet Caroline?
Ooh. I don't know. This song is so freaking inspirational.
Yes, it really is.
And it harkens back to a time when people of the world actually respected our country. Something we'll never know again.
Gosh. This is a pretty great one.
Get a taste of some of that today.
All right.
Get a little taste of the diamond.
Yes.
The diamond in the rough of music.
That ship's in the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
Oh. Why don't they just, like, get a submarine and sink it?
Yeah, well, right now they're having problems finding it.
I doubt that.
Do you think the aliens know where it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. We'll probably play that one again later.
Yeah, we probably will.
Yeah.
Four times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
no, we got to play Sweet Caroline so everybody in their car will go, bah, bah, bah.
Yeah, you know what? I've kind of dug it. They've been playing that at the Lobo game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right. It's 24th day of 2014.
That's Neil.
341 days remaining. And today is comedian... From the Money Pit, nope. Brewster's Millions, and Buckaroo Banzai.
I have no idea.
Yakov Smirnov celebrating a birthday today. Russian comedian, the guy with the beard, usually.
Maybe.
Big nose? Yeah.
I say he is 48.
57.
63.
Ah!
It's also from Tess and Cat People, Natasha Kinski's birthday.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
Tess and Cat People. Have you ever... What is Never that? Even is that heard a TV that. Show?
No, movies.
Oh. Movies. Oh.
Oh, from Tess and Cat People.
Gotcha.
Different yes. movies.
There's okay. a movie called Cat People?
Got me. It sounds like a horror film to me.
It was weird. It was a weird movie.
People chasing cats around, opening tea places.
80s. Movie from the 80s.
56.
Oh, man. 58.
55.
55?
You guys didn't do bad for someone who have, you know, no idea.
That's true.
No ideas.
We're trying now, y'all.
Well, you're doing more than that. You're doing real good.
We're
ready?
Coming to America.
Here we go.
Yes. O.C.
Yep.
Which one is it? This was a show called The O.C.
It's Mischa Barton's birthday.
Oh, hey! Misha. It's
Misha.
Pronounced Misha.
Misha.
Yeah. Her character was like the... She was
the bad girl.
Yeah. Well, they were all spoiled, except for the one guy. But this one eventually ended up kind of going insane. She got on drugs. She was a lesbian for a little bit, and then she was straight again. And then she ended up, like, dying in a car accident.
Oh, my God.
And that was the end of her character. And then the show kept going.
Was everyone upset like they were when Matthew died on Downton Abbey?
No, because the show quit, like... It quit being popular after a couple seasons, and this was like a way for them to try to get viewers back, but nobody cared, so it ended up getting canceled.
There you go.
Wow.
Jumped the chart.
Jumped it. Did you know that that actually happened on a show called Happy Days?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Did you know that until this year I had no idea what that meant? No joke.
Yeah, Fonz.
Really?
Steven had to explain it to me.
Fonz went to California for a vacation.
And he jumped the shark.
Yep.
And ever since then, it's been in the
popular. It was back in the days when Evel Knievel was jumping everything. You know, so they thought that'd be cool if Fonz water skied over a shark.
And then what happened? The show tanked after that, or what?
Yeah, well, it was kind of already done.
It was pointless.
It was during when, hey, we're taking a vacation to California. And it's like, you know, when they start doing that, man, it's already, it's done.
It's done.
All right, so, did you guys guess Misha's birthday?
36.
No, 32.
28.
Ah!
Wow.
All right, so from Trouble with the Curve, Scream, The Bridge, and...
Wait, Trouble with the Curve.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Matthew Lillard.
Oh,
hey, Matthew
he
Lillard!
He has been in 60,000 movies.
He was also in Wing Commander. He was also in Hackers.
He was in Scream.
Yeah. Let's see. Matthew Lillard, was, dude.
Plays a reporter on The Bridge.
He's been in... He was
I'm
in a
have
movie
to start
recently.
Watching that. I love Matthew Lillard.
Oh, wait. He was in... It's the George Clooney movie.
Zoinks!
The Descendants. He was in The Descendants.
Really?
And he was really good in that movie.
I'm going to have to go catch
How old do you think that feller is?
Oh, he's older than you think.
Yeah.
He was in SLC
I
Punk.
I was just about to say that! Yes! Matthew Lillard, you're
okay,
awesome.
Okay, let's see. He's older than we think. Because in the 90s, he always played a teenager, but he was already in his 20s.
Right. Well, he played Stu on Scream.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Sean hasn't discovered that.
Who is Sean? 20.
So I'm going to say 43.
I say 45.
So you guys are like fans of Matthew.
You couldn't be alive in the 90s and not be a fan of him because he was literally in every other movie.
Awesome movies.
Well, yesterday he was 43, and in 365 days from now he'll be 45. 40. So.
Good grief.
I will say you guys are definitely... In the zone.
Yeah.
Very close. Maybe we should play some more Neil Diamond.
Ooh. Maybe so.
Why? Is it his birthday?
No. Okay. Here you go. Yeah. Something to play with. Come on. Yeah.
It's Neil. No, what's his name? Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis. I was close. No, what is his name? Aaron Neville.
Aaron Neville. You should have played the Cotton Song.
Took me forever. Aaron Neville's birthday.
Yep.
I'm going to say he is 53 and his birthmark is 51.
I say he is 56.
Okay, we got to wait for the hook.
Yeah, we do.
You ready? Here you go.
Girl, you know I will be telling like it is.
Aaron Neville turned 73 today.
What?
73.
73.
Yep.
Incredible.
Sochi toilets are 2 years... No. it is Olympic gymnast Mary Lou Retton's birthday.
Oh, no way!
And her smile is turning the same age. Well, actually, her smile is probably, what, a year younger?
Maybe.
She had big teeth.
She sold a lot of Wheaties.
She didn't have big teeth.
Smile.
She had lots of teeth.
She did.
Thank you, John Williams.
Thank you, John.
All right, Olympic gymnast Mary Lou Retton. We're going to run over today.
Yeah, we are.
She is.
Wait, who are we running over?
Mary Lou Retton is 50.
48.
46.
Ah!
Ballin'. Ballin'.
Sorry.
What are you saying?
Ballin'.
What does that even mean?
So I'm making up sounds.
What?
Hey, cool sounds.
Okay.
Jim Krasinski.
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski.
But he plays Jim.
Yes, sorry. John
Steve
Krasinski.
Carell.
Steve Carell.
No, most recently in the Mumford & Sons
video.
Ed Helms.
Ed Helms.
Ed Helms.
From The Hangover and The Office.
Boom.
Ed Helms celebrating
Bernard
a birthday.
Bernard Dog.
Celebrating a birthday.
He was also on The Daily
Can
Show
you guys
before
be,
that.
Deep, deep, be deep, deep. Whatever he does.
Ed Helms.
There you go.
Hey,
Ed Helms.
Big Tuna.
Yeah.
What you doing in there?
He is 43.
I'm going to call you Big Haircut.
What did he say when he said, I'm no longer calling you Big Tuna. I'm calling you...
Big Haircut.
Big. Is that what he said?
Yeah. He's like,
okay.
Nice haircut, Big Haircut. I'm no longer going to call you Big Tuna. I'm going to call you Big
Okay,
haircut.
Steve-O, why did he start calling him Big Tuna?
I have no idea what you guys
Matt,
are talking
Mateo?
About. I'm sorry.
When he was working in what's the office that Jim went to?
The other branch.
Yeah. The first day he brought a tuna sandwich.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Dang. You would win at the office quiz up.
All right. So Ed Helms, come on.
I said 43, I think. And then we kept talking.
41.
40.
Ah!
What?
Is it Will Smith's birthday?
No.
Is it Carlton's birthday?
No. Oh, you think I'd play this if it was Carlton's birthday?
This is parents. Just don't understand. So is it, okay, so parents, Will Smith is a parent. Is it, what's the kid's name? Jaden.
It's Tatiana Ali's birthday.
Oh.
She played Ashley Banks in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. And, man, she is 36.
She was the younger one, right?
Maybe not. She's
32. No.
I'm going to say 36.
38.
She's 36.
Yeah!
Oh! That's it done.
Good job.
I got one more birthday. Right?
Yeah.
Ready?
My mom said I can't go to the rat ship.
Oh,
sorry.
Is it Barbra Streisand's birthday? Okay. I don't... Teo.
Yep.
I have no idea who this is.
I don't either.
Hello.
Ooh!
Again.
It's his Hello. Birthday!
Is it Neil's birthday?
It is.
Wow! What a fantastic day!
Yeah!
Hello. This day is a diamond in the rough.
Oh, this is beautiful. I could see, how can you say there's a favorite Neil Diamond? I think Neil Diamond is the favorite.
Maybe he has a ton of songs that I don't even realize are my favorites.
I just picked up the very best of
it's
Neil
Sam
Diamond.
It's Sam Swan.
Dude, Forever in Blue Jeans, Love on the Rocks, obviously Sweet Caroline.
All right.
Solitary Man.
Hey, you got
Hello Again.
Hey,
you got your iPhone out or something?
I just picked up the very best of Neil Diamond in honor of his birthday.
Look, I've got to go rescue Sam because it's freezing
All right.
outside.
All right.
Okay.
Continue.
So.
All right.
What is,
Gosh.
Should I show you my favorite Neil Diamond song?
I feel like I could guess it.
Yeah.
Is it Love on the Rocks? Yeah.
What did you get?
All right. I got his favorite Neil Diamond song.
What was it?
There
Love
you go.
On the Rocks.
Oh. Love on the Rocks. We're doing Neil Diamond today, Sam.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Ain't no surprise.
Neil's got a birthday today.
I know this.
I don't think I've
You know what you should do on the phone?
What?
You know, here's what you do on the phone today.
Neil
what?
Diamond karaoke.
Yeah, well, have people call and do their best Neil Diamond.
Oh, man.
Call in and do your best Neil Diamond.
Probably the best Flashback Friday ever. Good morning, Sam Swan. It's Neil Diamond's birthday.
Good morning. Hey, I heard that.
Yeah. How old is he?
You get to guess for a birthday.
I'll guess.
All right.
He is 71.
Oh, wow. Ooh. He's probably in the
he's,
right.
He's getting up there. 73.
Yes.
Oh! I win the internet!
He and Aaron Neville are the same age.
Wow. Wow. Yep.
All right. Diamonds. We should probably move on, right?
All right. I guess.
You're going to have to just play that stuff later.
I know, man.
Because it is amazing.
It is amazing.
Okay.
I'm not even mad.
Close off.
Yep. Okay, now get
a good time.
Okay, now get this. In what year a British road safety now check it out. A British road safety official found an effective way to make motorists reduce their speed on the street past his house. He put up a large poster of Czech supermodel Eva Herzogova taking her shirt off. Drivers slowed down immediately.
Are you kidding me?
No, what year was that?
Simple but effective.
Oh, my heavens.
What year was that? Obviously not recently, because he would have been sued by some parents.
What is this
I'm
song?
I'm
going to
say 87.
1981.
You got to remember, I was a DJ in the 80s.
81.
99. Oh. I'm just talking about the music.
Yeah.
Who is this?
You don't remember the song?
No.
It's Jermaine Stewart, One Hit Wonder.
That's okay. Awesome.
I know that jam. Are you kidding me? I used to roller skate to that. Yeah. I don't even know what this is about.
But I'm just roller skating
anyway. Yeah.
Couple skate.
All right. On this date, in what year the first Apple Macintosh went on sale?
Oh
man.
Oh. Wait.
I read about this.
Wait.
1981.
1986.
84.
Yeah. Oh! There you
go. Yeah.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
My old man brain.
I saw
working.
The commercial yesterday, and it's like 1984. Huge.
I read the big article about the commercial.
I don't know why I said 81.
On this date, in what year the first canned beer went on sale? The American Can Company. Where do I find these?
I don't know.
That was worth the whole thing, right?
What did
there?
You we like flop top can song? Yeah.
The American Can Company and the Gottfried Kruger Brewing Company collaborated to package 2,000 cans of Kruger's finest beer and Kruger's cream ale.
Wow.
It was an immediate success. By the end of the year, most major breweries had begun using cans.
1972.
Oh, no. 63.
Think about, like, old movies.
58.
Did they have beers with cans? Or
flop top beer.
I'm going to say 1956.
1935.
Oh, man.
It's here my daddy was born, the Colonel. at Kearney. And today, friends,
yes,
is Beer Can Appreciation Day.
Okay. Oh, well. Flop Top Can.
Yep. All right.
All right.
We got probably some other day today.
They're good for making that beer chicken. Have you guys ever had those little, like, beer chickens?
Oh, yeah.
What? Well,
we went on
had them, but
I'm being totally serious.
What does that even mean?
We went on a men's retreat, and it was like this jerk chicken, and you got, like, I'm not even kidding, you got a beer can, and you, I think you cut it in half, and most of the beer you pour out, and then you, like, shoved it thunk, up into the little chicken and set it on the roaster thing, and it, like, I guess did something. It tasted delicious.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. It was beer can chicken at a men's retreat.
That's crazy.
True story.
All right. Shall we move on?
Yes,
please. I told you there was a lot to cover today.
Yeah.
All right. So, what's
going to top the flop top can song?
This will probably work.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe.
It's National Compliment Day. You guys look very nice.
Oh. Thanks. You look nice.
Thanks.
I like your face.
Thanks. It's Peanut Butter Day.
Ooh. Hey, to go along with your jelly bean.
Jelly bean.
Great. And it's Belly Laugh Day.
Belly Laugh. Oh.
Nicely done.
Just like that. Thank you.
This is the other thing you could do on the phone today. Talk like a Grizzled Prospector Day.
Hey, Grizzled Prospector Neil Diamond songs.
I got this.
There you go.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, look out for me. I'm a prospector.
Everywhere around the world. We're coming to America.
All right, so that's today, but over the weekend there's some important stuff happening.
All right.
Okay, remember growing up and, like, you'd do something, and then to explain what you did, you'd tell your friends, well, it's opposite day.
Yeah, yes.
That's tomorrow.
All right.
Tomorrow is opposite day?
Yep.
Perfect.
And then over the weekend, this one's kind of serious, guys. It's Sunday is Spouse's Day.
Uh-huh.
It's also known as Military Spouse's Day. Spouse's Day is dedicated to being thankful for the fulfillment and security of a long-term relationship, and to boost the morale and well-being provided by spouses of those in the military.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So really think about it. If you know someone who's serving in the military, you do something special for that spouse that's, you know, keeping the home front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, Sunday is the Grammys.
Yeah, it is.
Grammys.
That is all.
Oh, man. I cannot wait. Dave Grohl teaming up with Nine Inch Nails, teaming up with Queens of the Stone Age, teaming up with Lindsey Buckingham to end out the Grammys.
And Paul McCartney's playing.
Paul McCartney's playing. Metallica's playing.
Wow. I hope Bieber plays.
Oh, God.
You think he'll be out of jail?
Probably not.
Nah, he's out already.
Ah.
Oh, man.
Well, we got a great show for you today. It is Flashback Friday. It's Neil Diamond's birthday. We're going to have some fun with that. We've got Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. I'm telling you, dude. Stick around for Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
When I'm blue, see China right in front of you. See the canyons broken by cloud. See the tuna fleets clearing the sea out. See the bed.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at them.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Begin right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
I just got shocked in my ear.
Good morning, America. Wait, I can't say that. That's copyrighted.
That's copywritten.
Yes, copyrighted.
Copyright.
It's copyrighted.
Written.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the spring.
Steve-O Mateo hanging out with you.
Good morning.
And spring.
Joined by Sam Swan of the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
Good
morning.
We can't do Neil Diamond all day because I will talk like that all day.
Hey.
I just...
You can. Just do it, Nike. It sounds like Anchorman.
Yeah.
Reaching out. Yeah, just that insincere Anchorman radio voice. You're listening to Neil Diamond. Easy listening all the time.
I refuse to do it. I'm just going to let it play in the background. I'm not going to do it. Okay. It's like a curse.
Yeah.
It just takes over like a... Crazy Hex.
Crazy Hex.
I feel like I'm on an elevator.
And you have to, like,
how'd you get on there?
No!
I know, because at the ball games. Dude, that's one of the fun things about going to minor league baseball games.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, or anywhere, and the song comes on.
Yeah,
well,
true.
Flashback Friday coincides with the birthday of one of the greatest musicians of all time. His
all
name
time.
Is Neil Diamond.
Hey, folks. Buy my records. I'm Neil Diamond.
Oh, man. Okay, we have to talk about this. You teased this earlier.
Yeah, we need to discuss this.
Our dear friend Tater here.
Tater!
From Mississippi.
Don't call me Tater. Here's why. Because there's a character on Cars called Mater, and he's Southern.
Yes.
And it's too close for me.
Okay.
It's like Tomater without
let's
the
Tuh. Let's do Teo.
Teo.
Hashtag Teo. I'm trying to brand it.
Nah, that's true. You really are.
Branding.
So here's the thing. You're from Mississippi.
I am.
Can I claim from that I'm from Texas so that at least...
I don't know.
Really is my state,
can
so...
You?
Can you?
Our states are more alike than we realize, and he moved here, and we're finding a lot of similarities.
So yes.
Yesterday, unfortunately, we found another... So good. we found another similarity.
Yep.
And it's a sad day.
It is.
For the South in general.
For the South. Let me tell y'all about it now. As you can probably tell from my accent, I'm highly educated, refined, bona fide, if you will. But here's the thing. 9 out of the 10 worst states for education in this fair union of ours is Southern.
Yep. They released a list of the least educated states. And 9 out of the 10 are Southern.
Number one, worst state in the whole union for education, Mississippi.
Yep.
Number one. I'm a postal link up.
What?
What was that?
That was not what it says it was.
It says dings and it went bar.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Well, here's the thing, though. You can't get too far ahead of me now.
Yeah.
Because number three, he's New Mexico, man.
Yep.
Yeah. We right there with you, man.
Yeah, we are the number three least educated state in the nation.
Yeah.
Right by Mississippi. What other states were there in the...
Louisiana is number two.
Okay.
So we got Mississippi number one.
Mm-hmm.
Louisiana number two.
New Mexico.
New Mexico number three. Number four, West Virginia.
Ah.
Home of the hillbillies.
Yeah.
Number five, Alabama. Roll Tide. Number six, Alaska.
Wait, what?
That's right. Number seven, South Carolina, or South Kakalaki.
Sweet Carolina, as
there
I
it
like
is.
To call it.
Number eight, South Dakota. Number nine, Michigan. Number 10, Oklahoma. Here's the thing. Somebody that said 9 out of the 10 are
so
southern
eight.
States are incorrect.
Maybe, yeah.
It was. He must
just
have been
because
from
it says south in the title doesn't mean it's a southern.
Yeah, South Dakota.
You know what? I bet
let's
the person...
See, South Dakota, obviously Alaska.
Right.
What else was on there?
Well, I wouldn't say New Mexico is a... Yeah, in Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan.
Here's the problem. The person that wrote the article is from Mississippi.
Ah,
that's what happened. No. South
go.
Dakota, where's that at? That's probably down there by Florida somewhere.
They must have attended Mississippi State.
Is it just did they list the
area.
Entire... Did they go through the whole list, or did they just do 10, or what did they...
They did the 10
we got
worst.
The top 10
There's,
best.
There are the 10 best. I have to...
Yeah.
Let me go...
Top 10 best.
10 best states.
Yeah, I have to go back.
What do you think, number one, smartest state in the union?
Smartest state in the union.
Think about it.
Let me think. Smartest state in the union.
Is it where Harvard is?
I could be where Harvard
is. Is it Massachusetts?
I was going to say Massachusetts.
Number one?
Number one is Massachusetts.
Yeah!
Wow.
That's right. Number
check
one
it
is
out.
Massachusetts.
I don't know why I thought
yes!
that.
Yes!
Massachusetts.
It's because I just told you with well, my accent.
Guys,
yes.
come
and
on.
And the Harvard
quit
thing.
Quit arguing.
Yes. I'm just kidding. Can't we all just get along?
That's why you thought
well,
that, New Mexico.
I said it out loud at the same time you did. There.
Yeah, but I'd already done the, like, Boston accent. And
that's true.
Boston.
I mentioned Havid.
You're packing your car.
I love this link
this
that I'm
great.
Posting on our Facebook. It's. I put it up on mine, too. My personal one.
10 states with the worst scoring schools.
Bah!
Mississippi in red.
If right, you've ever red. Wondered where Mississippi is, maybe you're not that familiar. Maybe you didn't spend 10 years of your life traveling around in a van.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you know where most of the states are. I put up a link. It's the map of the U.S. And the red state is the worst state for education.
Hey,
and that would be Mississippi.
To be fair, if it wasn't highlighted in red, I don't necessarily know that I would have gotten it.
Really?
Yeah, let's see. Okay.
Bow.
Oh, it Can I click on that and go to the actual map?
It was already right there.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to prove them wrong. Here we go, New Mexico.
Are you going to name the states?
That's Washington, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That is Oregon.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's California.
Yep.
That's Nevada.
Right. What is this one?
Idaho.
Idaho.
Yeah.
What's this guy?
Can I go back down?
Yes. What is this?
Big
Arizona,
sky.
Utah.
What is it?
Wyoming?
That's Wyoming.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Montana.
Yeah.
Is it? No,
yeah.
We got to go back down. Colorado,
yep.
New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma.
Come on.
Kansas.
Yes.
Really?
What's right above Kansas? Think about it.
Yeah, I am.
I know. I'm watching New Mexico think.
Right above Kansas.
What is it?
It's that state. It's
Omaha.
Oh, really? Why would I know that?
Dude, what state is Omaha in?
Nebraska.
Boom.
I was going to say Omaha.
No, that's a city. What's this one?
Nebraska. And then... South Dakota.
That's right. What's this one?
North Dakota. Michigan.
Nope.
Nope.
Think about it.
It sort of rhymes with
Illinois.
Dakota. It sort of rhymes with...
It's where the Mississippi River originates.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows that. It's...
The land of a thousand lakes.
It's Boston.
It rhymes with Dakota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Minnesota.
Where the Vikings live.
What's this one?
This
one is... this one's always kind of tough. And I don't think you would really know which state this... It's directly under Minnesota, for those of you who are listening over the radio and you can't see
Ohio.
Anything. No.
Idaho.
No.
No, Idaho's over there.
Right. You're close.
Radar O'Reilly is from there.
What? Hey, if I were to borrow money from you, you could use this state's name to tell me. Or I could use this state's name to tell you that I...
OU? I owe you. I owe you.
Okay, but what is a state that sounds like I owe you? Get rid of the U.
Huh?
Iowa U.
I said Iowa already.
No, you said Ohio and you said Idaho.
Oh, I thought I said Iowa. Whatever.
What's this one?
I don't know. I quit.
Show
I'm
me
an
state.
Idiot.
We'll
the
go
show
back and
state.
Listen to the
show
podcast.
Show me how dumb I am. I don't remember.
That's Missouri.
Okay. See, this whole area, I don't know.
Diamond of the South.
Of course. That's...
Worst roads ever.
Alabama.
Until
Arkansas.
This one you know.
That is New Orleans, Louisiana.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go. Louisiana, Mississippi.
This one.
That's Tennessee.
This one.
Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, it got bigger. Georgia.
Mm-hmm. I knew Georgia because...
Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia.
Me. See,
Kentucky,
you're in a band.
Indiana, Illinois. This is Wisconsin.
So Mississippi has proven to be smarter than New
Whoa,
Mexico.
What have they done
because
to
this Mississippi kid knows the 50 states, and this New Mexico kid does not.
Well, this is where it gets tricky.
Well, you didn't travel a lot.
Yeah.
I did not.
The only reason I know is because I've had to pay toll roads in most of those states.
Yes.
There was a time in our lives in a band where we whited out Idaho, not because of the toll roads, just because it was always freezing,
yeah.
And they have the worst. It's just the worst.
It's cold.
Okay.
Idaho's
yeah.
cold.
So we whited it out on the map. It
and
was
you're
gone.
Like, no.
No more of a state.
No more you.
We'll skip you.
Wow. You're like being truthful.
Yep.
Poor listeners.
Where I get confused is up in the Northeast.
Right? Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know the names of
like
the states.
Maine.
But I just can't. Well, I know Maine, but the other ones like New Hampshire and
Vermont.
They're all kind of stuck together there. And those are the ones that
Got
I can't.
Me.
I know the names of them.
Right.
But I don't know that I could
probably name all 50 states. I just can't point them out all on the map.
Yeah. I could do all except the Northeast.
I tried, guys. I failed.
Paul said we're killing him. Is it because we were looking at a map and nobody else could see it?
Yes.
They're like, where are they going next?
We should have held one up on the webcam.
We should have. Map. I'm a map.
Static.
Hello. Dude, there's a city that is the smartest because it has a great community college and they play lava.
It's in Denver, isn't it?
It is.
Hey.
It is.
Okay, I want you to know this whole time I've thought Greendale was in California. The whole time.
Oh,
it's Colorado.
Is it green?
I don't know.
Greendale.
Probably.
Colorado.
Yeah, because
it makes more sense that it's in Colorado when it's named Greendale.
Well, now it does, but up until a few weeks ago, it didn't make any sense.
All I know is my final day here at Static Radio, the ground will be lava, period.
That's right.
Dude, that show is amazing. Did you? A little fun fact. You know Troy, Donald Glover?
Yeah.
Okay, you know why he's leaving the show?
Childish Gambino?
Yes, and it's so cool how they put Childish Tycoon.
That was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That, I mean, dude, the writer of that is, oh my God, he's amazing.
There were and you noticed there was an old episode where he said, is this like the time I accidentally listened to Come Sail Away by Styx? And then that was the song that they played on the outro.
Oh, dude. Have you? And his album, he's a director, producer.
Yeah. Writer for 30 Rock. Did you guys know that?
No.
Yeah, he was a writer for 30 Rock. And 30 his Rock. His new album that's out right now, it's actually like a movie. It's every song has a story to it, and if you watch it on the internet, you read the story while you watch a video, and the song's playing in the background. It's pretty creative.
That's crazy.
Talking about Donald Glover from Community and his ridiculous talent.
Ridiculous.
He's that show is cool, and he's off going to do his Gambino thing. But dude, Lava, it just took me back as a kid. I was like, dude, loved what the it. Heck?
I know.
Love you, pool boy.
I love you guys.
Bon voyage, man.
There you go. For those who don't watch Community, last night was the final episode with Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Character is Troy on Community. Oh. The writing is great. Apparently, that dude, he was a writer. He looks like he's 12. He was a writer on 30 Rock.
It's crazy to me how often writers, they just hang out in the shadow. Like, Conan O'Brien was a writer on Saturday Night Live for, 10 years? And then he came out and was like, oh, I'm also...
Martin was the same way.
And the new guy that's going to take over the Weekend Update
on Saturday Night Live,
the girl Cecily or whatever, he has been a writer on Saturday Night Live since 2005, and he became the head writer in 2012.
Yeah,
and now he's coming out. Yeah. His name? Oh, what's his name? Colin
Jost.
Jost.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, Colin. Anyway, he's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
He is hilarious.
Yeah, and he looks like he's 12.
He does.
All the writers. They
what's
look
the deal?
Very, very
he's
young.
Also dating Rashida Jones.
Yeah, who formerly from The Office, now Parks and Rec. Well, I guess now formerly Parks and Rec.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Everybody's sad.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I don't watch that show.
Everybody's leaving.
Gosh. Speaking of leaving, these girls left New Mexico, headed off to Tennessee to make it big. They got a new song with Cardboard Kids. We need to find that song.
Hopefully we'll hear it on Tuesday.
Yeah, we will.
It might be a no music Tuesday.
No!
Think about it.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static!
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
That is so not what I was trying to do, but oh well.
You have just so... You have the greatest hits.
I really do.
They are phenomenal.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Yeah.
Morning.
Was nighttime.
Oh.
One day woke Steve Austin Morning Party. Flashback Friday. Neil Diamond, it's his birthday. What can you do?
What can you do other than play that Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
Goodness. Come that is Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
The gentle goodness of Neil Diamond.
It's great.
Oh, good old Neil.
Man, I feel like I should be sitting by a fireplace.
I know.
A nice cup of coffee.
This is not Friday morning. We're trying to get people going.
And a good book.
Mm.
I've got something for you, running man over there.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. Boom.
Awesome. There you go.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico in studio with us.
Hey.
You're a runner.
I am.
I still don't quite understand running, but whatevs. To each his own.
I didn't either until I started.
Well, a 35-year-old hedge fund analyst in Edgewater, New Jersey this month. He left the gym, a running man, setting a world record.
Yeah.
A Guinness World Record, that is.
Really?
Recently verified that this dude, Chris Solars, set a world record for the farthest distance run on a treadmill.
Oh, wow. How boring.
Yeah. How many hours do you think he spent on said treadmill?
Oh, my heavens. It's got to be some sort of record. I mean, it is some sort of record, so...
But think how long a body could probably go on a treadmill without stopping.
How long do you think you could go, Sam Swan?
Man, after 30 minutes, I feel like it's been 7 hours.
So is 12 hours a long time on a treadmill?
Man. Oh, my gosh.
That's a long time on a treadmill.
He started at 7 a.m. on January 18th, and at 7 p.m., he was exactly where he started.
No kidding.
But in that course of time, he ran 77.07 miles.
Gosh.
In 12 hours?
Yeah, by average, that's a 9-minute, 20-second mile.
Yeah, that's pretty good, but that's a long time to be running for a 9-20-second.
Yeah, but now he never has to run again.
That's right.
The previous record was 76.68 miles, and he beat that with 7 minutes to spare in that 12-hour span.
Boom.
During the run, he ingested bananas,
nice,
hummus wraps,
oh,
granola bars, and sports drinks. More than 5,000 calories he ingested he was running.
Where did he go TT?
He did not, sir.
What?
Apparently, he also holds two records for marathon running. One for climbing 33,000 feet in fewer than 12 hours.
Gee whiz.
One for hitting all 468 stops on the New York City subway in less than 23 hours. He's got another Guinness World Record for drinking at 250 bars in one day.
Well,
this guy is crazy.
He is insane. He does things to the extreme.
Gosh.
Which is an understatement, I suppose.
That is insane. There was a movie that came out this last year called The World's End, and it was about a group of guys who were trying to get through 12 bars in one evening.
Wow.
And they couldn't do it.
It's harder with a group. Because, you know, you might bump into somebody else that they know and they start talking.
Sam's on 250 bars in one day.
Here's the thing, Sam. If you try to go through 12 bars by yourself, that only makes you one thing, and that's called an alcoholic.
I reckon. But it didn't say what he drank.
This is true. Stever.
Hey. Is that what the movie was about?
The World's
End. Is it?
It was. Stever.
Is it?
We can't tell people.
Yes, it was. It was the premise of the film.
Maybe there was a
group of guys who in high school tried to do this and couldn't accomplish it, and now as grown-ups,
just wondering,
they're going to get to the World's End, which was
the 12th bar. About realizing your place in this world and how you can't live in the past. It was really deep.
Wait, was that the name of the last bar, The World's End?
Yes.
Yeah, that was it.
So they were headed to
were trying to get to the World's End.
That was pretty much the point of the movie.
Unfortunately, in the meantime, there was a lot of craziness that happened.
Ba 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 ba! All crazy.
There might have been an alien invasion.
No, we don't know.
But we don't know.
We don't know.
Well, I can guarantee you that there are lots of people probably. If the aliens did come, they would try to get to as many bars as they could.
I'll say this: if you're bar hopping from 12 bars, like bar to bar, there's definitely going to be some kind of invasion.
Yeah, and you should,
because you're going to be seeing things.
Thinking if you're living like that, you should probably definitely try and run as much as possible.
There needs to be. There doesn't need to be an invasion. There needs to be an intervention.
Okay, how many bars did that guy go to in one day?
250. 250 bars in one day.
Does it say he had a drink at every single one of those bars?
It doesn't. It says...
After about the fourth one, how could he make it to the next one?
Fish and chips.
He's got two records for marathon running, one for climbing 30,000 feet in fewer than 12 hours, one for hitting all 468 stops on the New York City subway in less than 23 hours, and another for drinking at 250 bars in one day. I think what happened is he did the drinking at 250 bars in a day first, and then he was like, I got an idea.
Hey, I really good idea. I can stand up. Watch.
I also feel like maybe hitting all 468 stops on the New York City subway could have been part of the drinking at 250 bars in a day.
Maybe he did that accidentally. That's an accidental record.
I know, right?
How do you set an accidental record?
Unbelievable.
I set accidental records all the time. Dumbest statement made every day.
Every day.
I just set a record for making somebody from Mississippi angry in the shortest amount of time by posting this thing about Mississippi.
No way!
Boom! Clara says, if that's based on efforts to better the education system, I would have to disagree. Every school I've observed in has been trying and making strides to better the schools. Truthfully, it's the lack of parental involvement that makes us the worst scoring state.
Oh, hey, shout out to Mississippi there.
Yeah, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to say, Clara, I'm from Mississippi. I was just joking. Clara! It's me, Matt.
We met.
From Mississippi.
I should use the worst English.
Oh,
everything
man.
Should be wrong and run
misspell
on sentence.
It. Oh, yeah.
It is a cold, cold Friday. Coming back, we're going to give you some tips on how to stay warm. One man did something to try and stay warm that almost cost him his life. So we want to try and try and help you avoid that.
Yes.
Chances are you're going to avoid it because on the list of dumbest things to do, this may have set a world record as well.
Yes.
Since
we'll
we're
talk
talking about
that.
Records.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
On the way back.
Not to mention, guys, it's Friday. It's Flashback Friday with Neil Diamond. It's Pay It Forward Friday, and I know you got a great story.
I do.
So we're going to get to that
and
later.
And I've got one, too.
What?
Yes! Yes.
Sam Swan!
Beautiful!
I didn't do it, but it's my daughter did it.
I would like to say that I've already paid it forward Friday because I broke the hot water machine.
You did.
Somebody's going to get the chance to serve us by fixing it. You're welcome.
Amazing.
And it was all because of me that it was broken.
No, Sam.
Oh, man. All that and more coming up on this here show. Steve Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party, featuring Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
It is so great to be here. Thank you very much.
Also, it's Neil Diamond's birthday, and it's Friday, so Flashback Friday featuring Neil Diamond.
There
it
is.
Works!
Man.
It works.
It works.
Things that don't work these days, it seems.
Yeah.
Canada.
Canada doesn't work.
In the last 24 hours, let's see, Biebs. Gone to jail.
Yeah.
Lots of crazy Canadian stuff going
Me?
On.
Me? Failed Canadian accent impression.
You, yes.
Yeah,
terrible.
And that's on them. That's
what
not on me.
What was that all the boot?
It's not on me.
Ah!
I don't know. I was a boot to say, but now I'm not.
Man.
Maple.
I don't even know what to do about this story, but here we go. Why not? It's really cold.
Why not?
We woke up this morning and there was ice on Teo's car.
Yeah,
gosh.
Mine too.
Ice everywhere.
Yeah.
It's cold. I park in the drive or in the garage, so I didn't have any ice.
Bucket. He's got a primo spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Primo.
Pretty primo. But sadly, man, it's hard to try and keep warm. We bundled up. You put on an extra shirt this morning.
I did.
Like, dude, it's 10 degrees
yeah,
outside.
Sebo
right
came
now.
Back in and said, man, it is so cold. And I was like, extra shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. See, these are smart ways to keep warm.
Yes.
Unfortunately, some people had some dumb ways to keep warm up there in Canada.
Yeah?
Yeah. Two men crashed their car into a ditch on a rural road in Canada near Pincher Creek, Alberta.
There you go.
Alberta. Unfortunately, the two men didn't see any nearby farmhouses, so they did what they had to do in order to keep warm as temperatures dropped to near zero overnight. Now, Teo.
Yeah?
You and I are on a long road trip.
It's Neil.
Let's say the car swerves, something happens, there's a deer in the road. Ah! Okay. I swerve, we into a ditch.
Whoa.
Car, boom.
Yeah.
We're sitting in the car. What do you think?
Is the car on fire?
Car's not on fire, no.
Oh. Whoa, and it's freezing cold outside?
It's freezing cold. It near zero overnight.
I would use the example from Star Wars.
Okay.
I would go outside and kill a tauntaun.
Yes, the deer that just swerved in front of
no,
us.
No, I would
Maybe
find a tauntaun.
Oh, okay.
This is Canada we're talking about. Anything could happen. I would empty it.
Uh-huh.
I would disembowel it.
Yes.
And then I would sleep in there, and I would leave you.
I was going to say, what about me?
You got to find
you
your own tauntaun.
Me.
There's room for one. Room for one.
Man.
I would give you the tauntaun. I would
Thank
do
you.
The Christian thing. I would kill the tauntaun, disembowel it, and give it to you.
Man. Thank you. But here's the deal, that's not really going to keep you that warm. If anything, it's only going to keep you lukewarm.
Thank you. Good grief.
Oh, my.
How? How?
Oh, my.
Did that even... Anyway, go... What?
Oh, my.
I can't even think of anything to say because that's crazy. What you just did is crazy.
You're welcome.
Oh, man.
All right, let's continue. What happened?
Well, here's what these wonderful Canucks did.
Woo!
They ripped the seats out of the car, put them in the middle of the road, and set them on fire.
Oh, my heavens.
What? Did they have a barrel?
It was cold, man. You got to set it. You got to start a fire.
Oh.
So they set the car seats on fire out in the middle of the road. They kept the fire going by adding all of their personal belongings.
Oh, good.
All of them. But the fire eventually burned out. No one had responded to help, so they did what any normal Canadian would do.
They
set the car
truck
on fire.
Or the car, really.
You gotta live, man. You gotta live.
Well, they did, because when the sun came up, they spotted a house nearby and walked over to it.
Oh, good. Okay, but counterpoint, what were these people in this house doing the whole time? They were going, oh, let's watch them. They're gonna. There it goes. They set the car on fire.
Looks like the house was actually vacant. Oh, so they went over to this. They saw this house in the daylight. And in fact, in the morning light, someone else spotted the smoke plume from the car, called the fire department. Firefighters checked at the nearby house, found the two men, both of whom needed medical attention for burns and frostbite. Now, here's the thing, people. If you ever get trapped out in the middle of nowhere and you're wanting to stay warm, the police had a really good suggestion for these two men.
What was that?
If they need help in the future, they might want to try using the cell phones they had.
No way.
Oh, you're kidding.
Each man had a cell phone.
Oh, my heavens.
Mississippi is not the dumbest place in the world. I'm here to say it.
This is real life. They both had a cell phone.
You're kidding.
And, yeah. And I'm not kidding you.
Did it say anything about coverage?
Service, fine. They could have called.
That's
they could have dialed.
Stupid. These guys were drunk.
Is it 911 in Canada? What is it? Maybe they're from America.
Maybe it's
111. And they tried 911, and it wasn't 911 because it's a different country.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, and I don't appreciate the stupidity of these men. But I do. I appreciate it.
They must have been inebriated.
It had to have been something
honestly,
like that.
I
something. Because that's
I don't understand.
Crazy. Why would
we
you just
We don't have anything
car
else to burn.
I just,
we're going to freeze.
I really wish
I got a great idea.
Wait. Tear the car
No, wait.
Out.
I got an idea. Google on your phone what we should do in a situation.
How to handle an emergency when you're in a ditch.
I'm too drunk to type. Throw your phone away.
You know, it's pitch black, and one's got his iPhone out using the
flashlight. Using the
flashlight.
Oh, something's wrong with the car.
Yeah. What are we going to do, eh?
Oh,
man. This is real life.
Real vibe. Well.
Oh, I'm glad they're okay.
We are, too.
Treated for burns and for frostbite, so
that's pretty nuts.
I love the statement. Police suggested that if the men needed help in the future, they might try using one of their cell phones to call for help. Each man had one. Yeah.
And that's how the story ends. Hey, speaking of cars being trapped on the road, let's get to
it. We should probably take a quick peek at that.
I'm glad we did, because this looks like a bag of Skittles.
What?
There's a lot of little colorful diamonds on this map.
Neil diamonds.
Okay. Accident at Paseo del Norte East at Jefferson.
Right
up the road there. This accident happened at 8:31. Wait. What? P.M. Whoa. No, I'm looking at the wrong thing. I was like, wait a second. Did this just tell me the future? Okay, it happened at 8:02. Sorry. Hey, false alarm. Not from the future. This already happened. We also have an accident Coors Boulevard South at Namaste. Is that right? Namaste Western Trails? Maybe? Steve-O?
Namaste.
Oh, and we have traffic lights flashing red. University Boulevard at I-40. That's always a headache. We have another accident Gibson Boulevard West at Broadway. And, ba-boom, traffic light flashing red over at Tramway Boulevard in Montgomery. So be careful out there. It's probably going to get a little congested. It looks like 40 eastbound is starting to stack up, as well as this little road down here. What is this road, Steve-O? What is this long road here? Is that
Coors?
Unser? Okay, Unser going south where it intersects with 25. It's starting to get pretty stacked up down there, too. So be careful, everybody. Keep your eyes on the road and keep your heaters on because it's cold. The end of traffic.
And if you go into a ditch, make a phone call.
First of all, ditches are deadly. Stay away.
Are deadly.
That's true.
Ditch witch. She's going to kill you.
Yeah. 505-338-3700 is our phone number. Traffic is brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Their phone number is 505-338-3669. Another great way to stay warm. Nice hot Americano.
There you go.
Static.
Good morning.
Just
thought I'd let you guys know, I just drove by an accident on Rio Grande next to the Hotel Albuquerque.
Oh, okay. That's not on the map. Thank you.
Thanks for the update.
Not a problem. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
So, traffic at Rio Grande by the Albuquerque Hotel.
There you go.
Albuquerque.
Hotel Albuquerque.
Be careful out there, folks.
That's a busy part of the world.
No kidding.
Especially this time of year.
On the way, hashtag Pay It Forward Friday stories. Got some good ones on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Comes trouble.
Neil Diamond is in trouble.
Hey, look out.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to Friday.
Flashback Friday.
Featuring the lovely Neil Diamond, who turned 73 years young today. Happy birthday, Neil.
Wah!
All right. Joined in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. Welcome.
Good morning. So great to be here.
I feel like we need to have NPR-type voices Neil in the background.
Welcome to Flashback Friday.
It is another beautiful day, January 24th, 2014. Hello.
We're going to have a high of 14 degrees today.
Gosh, it's so cold outside.
Take your coats out there.
27 minutes past the hour.
Keep warm, stay away from ditches.
27 minutes past the hour.
That's what it said, but now it's 28.
28 minutes past the hour. We're coming up on the half hour mark.
We've got a segment we do each and every Friday. Hashtag Pay It Forward Friday. We're going to dip into some Pay It Forward Friday stories if you'd like to be inspired, uplifted.
Yeah?
Up where we belong. Yeah, I got a really good one.
Uplifted up where we belong.
Are those the right words?
That's close.
I'll get it one day, Sam.
It's just like when you're at a junior high dance.
Yeah.
And you're trying to sing into the ear.
Totally.
Which is hard because you're dancing at arm's length with the girl that you're dancing
with. Sam Swan, you cannot be condoning dancing.
I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying when you go to an eighth grade dance.
Yeah.
I didn't say
what else would you do there?
Dance.
Hang out by the wall. That's what I did.
We didn't, because of my... Because of my heritage, we called it creative movement.
Interpretive movement.
Yes.
Leave room for the spirit.
I cannot lie.
Oh.
I was one of those dancing fools.
I was too.
I mean,
I had a ball. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like during the time of, man. You know what? Never mind.
Let me tell you.
I'm not sharing that information.
I grew up in the 70s, bro.
No!
Disco music, man. We had great school dances.
Oh, man.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
All we had to do is put the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack on and let it run, and we just danced. We would dance the night away.
Oh, man. Hey.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Sam.
I can't. I'll hurt my hip if I
do it.
If I do some of the moves I did back then, you guys would have to get a wheelchair for me.
It is Pay It Forward Friday, and we've got a story of epic proportions. You know, we always like to tell heartwarming stories because money, it ain't no thing. And if you could use your money to help somebody else, it goes a long way. Gosh, this is so not a Pay It Forward Friday story.
What happened?
Well, you know, when you're in college, work.
Yeah.
You go to school.
Yeah.
You got tuition that needs to be paid.
It got to be.
Recently, we had friends on the interwebs like, hey, help me.
Help.
Tuition is expensive and I need your help. Well, one dude, his name is Luke, 21 years old, goes to school in Salt Lake. He said, I had to pull some serious strings to even get everything to pay for my tuition this semester, and I wanted it to feel worthwhile. So he decided it would feel a little better if he did it like this. Like what, you may ask? Gosh. He carted in thousands of dollars in $1 bills to pay for his tuition.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, snap.
Oh, my gosh.
People were probably offended.
So when you say carted in, he literally
carted in. The cost of college education has nearly doubled over the past decade, and, hardworking students.
Yeah.
This dude goes to class 10 hours a day during the week and works 16-hour shifts at the local Home Depot during the weekend just so he can pay for his college. When it came time to pay for the school, he waited in line for nearly 3 hours and said, this is ridiculous.
Yep.
I'm going to make it worthwhile. There's wasting my time. Let's see him count all these ones. So he said he wasn't trying to make life difficult for anyone working in the university billing department. Rather, he wanted to make a point about the ever-increasing price of a college education. He said, quote, when you spend cash, you feel every dollar that you hand over to someone else. You feel that you're losing that. If you just swipe your card, it could be 10 grand, 100 grand. You don't even really feel it. When you actually slide over a huge pile of cash, however, you really feel like you've spent it. That's your money, and you also want to make that worthwhile by doing well in school. So he said technically he was actually forced to include a few $5 bills because the three local banks he visited all eventually ran out of $1 bills.
Oh, my gosh.
That's nuts. That's a great way, though. I like his take on it, too, yeah. Because it's you really get that sense of responsibility.
Gosh, man. He says, luckily, his tuition costs are only half of that of his fellow classmates thanks to a scholarship he receives because his father works at the university.
Oh, I wonder if his dad
maybe
got some flack.
Oh, this Justin worked at the university.
I was going to say his father is no longer employed.
Breaking
buddy.
News! Kid tries to prove point, father suffers.
Oh,
the
man.
The president of the university says, get that kid's father in here.
Yeah.
That's actually a Dave Ramsey thing. If
oh, yeah?
you follow
yeah,
Dave
that's
Ramsey,
what I was
financial
say.
Piece or any of those things. He says you get rid of that debit card, no credit cards, anything like that, and you put everything out in cash because it's true. When you swipe your debit card, you don't really feel the purchase.
Right.
But when you're like, hey, man, I've got a certain amount, like I have, you know, I have $40 for the week. That's what I got for the week.
Right.
I got two 20s, and I have that's all I get. And so when that's gone, I don't eat.
Right.
And so, man, it's much harder handing over a 20 for a meal when I know that I only have one more.
Right.
So, man, that dollar menu just starts looking yeah. better and better.
It does.
And
it does.
Or making your own meals at home ahead of time so you don't have
that's
to hand over
way.
One of the 20s.
Right.
Right. That's pretty much what we've, yeah, because he's got a point.
Yeah.
Handing over real cash hurts way more than swiping a
well,
debit
even
card.
When I don't carry that, I don't carry cash with me very often. But
yeah.
When I do, when my wife allows me to have, like, a 20, and it's not just for a week. It's like for the next 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't spend it. I
right.
rarely, until, you know, Emily comes, my senior daughter comes and goes, I need to go to the, this is before she got a job. I need to go do something. And Brenda looks at me and goes, you have any cash? I'm like, yeah, I've had it for 2 weeks. I haven't spent it yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm that's it. It's harder.
It's so much harder
yeah.
to get rid of cash.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that he was able to go to three local banks to get the $1 bills. I remember one year for Christmas, we always get, you know, the friends, we get each other gifts, and we have this group where it's like, okay, $50 minimum, go big or go home. You know, we do like the Secret Santa type thing. And one year, I got my dear friend Joey Belleville, who made it less fun because it was like, all I want is stuff from Urban, the store. He, you know, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
That you just lamed your gift because now you're going to know what you're getting.
Ah!
So I actually went into the store and asked them if it was possible to get 51 $1 gift cards, and they wouldn't let me do it.
They wouldn't
do it. I'm like, but I want it. And they, so of course they're like, we'll give you, you know, 10 $5 gift cards. I mean, even that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, I really want $51 gift cards. They didn't even have that many gift cards
yeah.
in the store for
yeah.
one. And then two, it was like, no, we've got a rule.
Yeah, but
normally
I get why they
like,
didn't do that.
You normally have to put like $10 on the gift card or something
right.
like that.
Yeah.
But
right.
come on!
It probably costs more to print that card than
$51 gift cards would have been hilarious!
That would have been hilarious.
I was
yeah.
so mad about that.
But it
that.
Also would have been somebody standing behind the counter going...
Swipe.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Swipe. Come on, the comedy behind this is hilarious.
That person behind the counter went going, I hope your friend hates this present. I hope your Christmas sucks.
Yeah.
Here, again, I gotta swipe
just
that
imagine
one again.
Him going in to buy like a $30 t-shirt because shirts are stupid expensive.
I know,
there.
I see it. I see what you're
and
trying to do and
to
I love
out,
it.
Okay, yeah. It's $33? Okay, one,
33
two, three,
gift
four.
Cards.
Okay.
Pretty sure they all have a dollar on it. Would have been
and
magical.
And would have been even funnier if they went to the clerk that gave you the $1 cards. And they're like, oh you're the guy.
You're the guy.
You're the guy that he bought the. Tell
so,
your friend.
That's how it would have worked out.
FYI, when trying to pull a prank like that, make sure the store is cool.
It would have yeah. been the
and
same
we'll
person.
And we'll offer up some awesomeness when it comes to making funny jokes with
there
your friends.
Go.
It definitely.
That store was not one of them.
That would have been the yeah. same person.
It was kind of sad.
It would have been awesome.
So that's not really a pay it forward
no,
Friday.
No, but it's funny.
The student actually paid it
yeah.
forward to the university
yeah, yeah.
in $1 bills. I like that. I yeah. liked his attitude and the fact that he said he wasn't trying to make work, but he really wanted to feel it because it's going to push him harder to do well in school
right.
because he felt every dollar that went away from him.
Yeah.
He did a lot of work going to different banks trying to get prepared
Man,
for that.
He did.
So. Good job,
very
Luke.
Creative. Very
L-U-Q.
Creative.
L-U-Q. Luke. Luque.
Really?
Luke. Yeah.
Jean-Luc.
Luque.
Maybe he's French-Canadian.
Maybe.
I wonder
maybe
if he knows those guys who set their car.
Yeah, or maybe he doesn't have a car right now because he got real cold one night.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to talk about
it's
it.
It's the same guy.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Amazing.
He's creative with tuition,
oh,
but
man.
Not...
It
I guess
is.
Technically what those guys did with that car, that was creative.
That was very creative.
It was very smart.
Does insurance cover stupidity?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Which is why we have
say,
insurance.
Is stupidity, is that act of God?
Yeah. I don't know how that works.
That's,
like
no, that's part of the fall. That's all man's fault.
No,
yeah.
No.
Stupidity.
You know, in insurance claims, like, you're like, this could be covered by an act of God because literally a meteor fell out of the sky and crushed my car. And then you show up and they're like, that's not an act of God.
Nah.
Well, what's an act of God? And they're like, it's kind of undefinable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't really know.
Yeah.
Who are you, insurance? Yes. What is this place? Mm-hmm.
Beelzebub mm-hmm. Insurance Company.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Anyways.
Well, hey, let's. You want to take a break and come back with more Pay It Forward
yeah,
Friday?
Yeah, we got a yeah. real Pay It Forward Friday story coming up. Sam?
I do.
You're bringing it.
I'm going to bring it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you got a Pay It Forward Friday story. Just a heartwarming story. Maybe something a friend did for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that on the way.
That is some, that's some tasty
awesome.
Bass.
Marty.
Party.
Static.
Now.
Who?
Okay.
Radio.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Ominous.
Serious.
Ominous.
Contagious.
America. Patriotic. Just. George Washingtonist.
Abraham Lincolnist.
Give us your poor, your tired, your cold masses.
Come on, man. What are you getting all serious over there?
You were the one.
No, I'm
just following suit with all this America stuff.
Team hey, Awesome Morning Party.
Where did your glasses come from?
I had them with me. I just didn't have them in the room when I was trying to help you fix the thing that you and I broke together.
Yeah, no, well, I broke
He has to wear them because he can't see that far.
I can't see America without him.
That's
How
right.
far are you?
I'm just saying he's got to see far.
Far.
That's right, Neil. We've been
traveling. And I had to travel far
yeah.
to be able to see far.
Immigration story.
It's Friday.
That's what they should have called this.
Immigration story.
Hashtag Pay It Forward Friday.
Woo!
Yeah.
Sam, you've been patiently waiting to tell this Pay It Forward Friday story.
Has, I want to brag on my daughter a little bit.
You do.
My daughter, I have three daughters and two sons, and the one daughter who's still in the house, she's a senior at a school here in the city. Her name
what
is
school?
Emily. What
you
school?
You don't have to say if you don't want to.
Oh, I don't mind. You La Cueva. Said, she goes
okay.
to La Cueva.
Well, you said a school here
well,
in
I'm
the
just
city.
Well, I'm just trying. I don't
like,
want to make, because now that I've said La Cueva, everybody else that goes to the other school, they turned, off their, radios.
Well, no, I went to La Cueva, so.
Go
okay,
Hawks.
So La Cueva.
Hawks?
Yeah, Volcano
Vista Hawks? Or the El Dorado Eagle Hawks.
No, gosh.
Eagle Hawks.
Silver
oh, you're
going to
get in trouble
man.
For that.
The Silver Hawks.
El Dorado was the Eagle Hawks, right?
Yeah, you're really going to. You did go La Cueva, didn't you?
And you, sir, you would be a Sandia person.
I would be Silver Hawks.
Because they're the Matadors.
Matadors. I'm a Tiger. I went to El Magordo. So.
I am a little bit inspired and a little bit offended.
All at the
Mostly
same time.
Inspired.
Mostly inspired.
Wait. No, that's gas.
Nope.
That's
okay.
just gas.
Yeah. It's hard to tell inspiration and gas sometimes.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So my daughter, Emily.
Yeah.
I got two quick Pay It Forward stories. One, she was the witness of a Pay It Forward. She works at a restaurant that has a drive-through window in the city. And
she's a teenager, got
she's
a teenager,
teenager
job.
Got a teenager job,
yeah.
absolutely. And she always says, when she's finished, she says, when they say thank you, she goes, it was my pleasure. That kind of maybe tells you where she works. But anyway.
Do they say that?
They do that. They do.
That's, oh, I didn't know
been,
that.
Yeah.
What?
I'm not a fan of that place. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. No, that's okay.
I need to. No, I don't. Never mind. I'm
the game.
I don't eat there a lot because the fried stuff gets me. But anyway, so mm-hmm. she's working there, and she's working the drive-thru or standing near the drive-thru, and this car pulls up, and the guy, the kid that's handing the guy in the drive-thru his food, he goes, here, it's already been paid for. And the guy goes, what? And he goes, no, it's been paid for. The car in front of you paid for your meal. Well, how did they know what I wanted? He said, no, you made the order, and we told him how much it was. and he paid for your meal as well as paying for his. And the guy was like, well, why did he do that? And the guy said, well, it's kind of a, you know, it's something friendly.
We're paying forward.
Yeah. You're paying for the... He goes, well, I need to pay for my meal. I said, no, it's already taken care of. And I guess this guy's point was, I don't feel right that he was kind of uncomfortable about it. And so he goes, okay, well, I'm going to pay for the next two cars. And so he paid for the next two people's orders. And then Emily said it started this chain of about seven or eight that it happened that they just kept paying it forward.
Wow.
I guess technically in the drive-thru they're paying it behind. But anyway, well, they're in the forward. So, don't bother me with the philosophy of it. It's hard. It's confusing.
Time travel.
Time travel.
I want to pay it in the future.
Yeah.
So, that's the one story. And then, now I want to brag on her. And last night, she came home and she goes, I did a pay it forward thing. But but she wasn't doing it to brag on the pay it forward. She wanted to tell the funny story of what happened.
Okay.
She's in the drive-thru of an establishment that serves warm beverages.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes hot. Caution. They're
hot. Okay,
And so as she's getting hers, she tells the guy, I want to pay for the person behind me.
Yeah.
And the guy says, okay. What? Yeah, and then he goes, do you know them? And Emily goes, no, I don't, but I just want to pay for their, I just want to do an act of kindness and pay for their, and he's like, okay. And then so he's like, how do I do that? Well, and she goes, you just tell me how much they're ordered. Do you need to know what they, no, I don't need to know what they ordered.
Right.
I just need to know how much it is, and I'm going to pay for my drink. And the way she's telling it to me, it's like she's describing it slowly for this guy. I'm going to pay for mine and add mine to his, or whoever it is behind me, and I'm going to pay for theirs too. And he's like, okay.
Isn't that kind of sad that people...
He didn't get the concept.
You almost get on guard because you're like, wait.
What?
Are you trying to con me right now? Are you trying to...
He was like...
To do something nice for someone, and that's not very human-like.
Did the NSA tell you how much my order was? What?
Man, that spy phone thing is crazy.
Makes me want to go out and do something like that just to see.
Just to see how they react. Yeah. But so he finally figured it out and was like, oh, well, that's kind of a cool thing that you're doing. Yeah. It was almost like it caught him completely off guard. So
that's awesome.
Emily did a pay it forward, so I want to brag on my daughter.
There you go. So if anything, get out there and pay it forward today just to see the reaction the barista or the drive-thru person.
Yeah, I mean, aside from the kindness, the bonus is seeing how the barista...
Right. What?
What?
This foreign concept
You
of
want
kindness.
To do something kind what for another this? Human?
Am I on television? What where's, is this?
You know, where's the camera?
You know the game that we play with that place.
Because
where she works.
Oh.
Because they always have to say my pleasure.
Right.
I never known this.
Well, check it out.
Okay.
The game that we always play, we rarely go. House Heroes doesn't really like eating there. And it's for those reasons.
This place is not sponsored by. Well, it's just all, I don't like fast food at all.
Yeah. It just gets old when you're
out. Yeah.
Anyway, it's try to make them say something to where you can respond with my pleasure.
Right.
So I started going in, and I'd be like, blah, 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 thanks. And they'd say, my pleasure. And I'd say, hey, you have a really pretty name. How do you pronounce that? Oh, it's blah, 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 thank you. And I'd go, my pleasure.
So the trick is to try and get them to say something to where you can say my pleasure.
Yep.
I've never known that they have to say that.
Maybe you guys don't do that. Maybe now it's going to start happening.
I know.
And everybody at that
place. Well, see, we were talking about this earlier off the air. There are certain places that it's not that the food is bad. It's just that I'm sure for a Christian band touring around, that's probably the number one go-to.
Yeah.
Ah, the Christian band's in town. We got to get Chick-fil-A. You know, it's like the Christian chicken and the Christian band.
Right.
Christian food and Christian band.
It's gotta go together.
Yeah, exactly.
And a Christian cow.
I feel like once you've had something too many, he's a fan of a sub sandwich shop that I'm not a fan of, but only because when I worked in the mall, it was right next to us, so I ate there like every day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There was like three places in the mall. It was like the random, not really Italian pizza joint.
Yep.
Yes.
It was really hard to say, so it was like, is it Subaru?
Yeah.
No.
That's a car
there
place.
There was like the Orange Julius and the...
Dude, they had great hot dogs.
Orange Julius?
Yes, they were delicious.
Oh, the Chicago dog.
Yeah.
See, I got burned out on all that, though.
Yeah,
so it's
I'm sure.
I go to the mall, and I just start shaking if we walk by a food court. Because just the smell of that place.
Hey, don't shake, man.
Yeah, it's scary.
I hear you.
It's scary.
I hear you.
We got to take a quick break. Coming up, speaking of high school students, high school jobs, we're going to help you land that not high school job.
Ooh.
I found a list of the most overused words on a resume.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh.
You mean a resume?
Yes. That. So we are going to resume this conversation right around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we do on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Resume.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
I just want to say that I'm proud of my map because it almost loaded on time.
Almost!
Almost. We almost did it.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now.
We have, what is this? Is this another accident? Yeah. Oh, off-ramp, left lane closed, I-25 north at Paseo. This is part of the massive overhaul road construction that's going on to build that incredible futuristic new interchange. It's going to have free Wi-Fi. The cars are going to be magnetized. They're going to float hovercrafts.
Can't wait.
They're going to sell hoverboards there. It's from the future.
Yeah.
So, good luck.
Sad news is it's going to take into the future for it to be finished.
We'll find out.
We're talking 2017.
Yeah, we'll find out in 2017 what this thing's going to look like.
Ish.
It's going to be great. We have traffic lights flashing red, University Boulevard at I-40. Also, traffic lights flashing red at Tramway Boulevard and Montgomery Boulevard Northeast. So far, that's the whole thing. That's all the whole shebang.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. It's warming up a little, but still time to grab like a hot Americano or something awesome.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Shebang!
Yeah. Hook it up.
That's
338-3669.
That's all.
Solomon's Porch. Here's the deal. We were talking about Pay It Forward Friday stories. If you have an incredible Pay It Forward Friday story, we want to hear it.
Yeah. And if you don't have an incredible Pay It Forward Friday story, you can always just remind us about Jesus. Where it began. Because that happens every Friday. Just so you know. But we want you to get out there and do something. Get out there and be kind to somebody else. And don't Jesus juke yourself by not doing anything.
Actually, there were plenty of times where he actually rocked a genuine Pay It Forward story because it was the time, I think of times where he healed somebody and it was like, hey, don't say anything because it was like, not my time yet.
Right.
So, hey, just going to do this. Can I ask you a serious question real quick?
You want to ask me a serious question?
I am totally serious.
You're going to catch me.
You've been
guard.
In ministry hundreds of years.
Yes.
A lot of years.
Almost 30. Actually, almost 31. Not that I'm bragging.
I'm like debating on whether or not I should ask this question.
Ask me off air first.
It's a serious question.
Wait. It's Friday. Should it be serious?
Well, let's be honest.
In the spirit of this comment,
there is a term that is popular right now called the Jesus Juke.
Right.
And when you get, you know, stories, we're talking about Pay It Forward Friday, sharing stories about something that somebody did for someone else, and then the first one is like, hey, I know this one guy who died for all of humanity. And we go, and it's like the, why has it become that? Do you know what I mean? Because work, it is incredible. It is the greatest thing in all. It's the gospel. Jesus died for you because he loves you. And so when we do shows like Theology Thursday yesterday, it was incredible and it's powerful. But then there are times where it's always appropriate to talk about Jesus.
Yes.
But what is it about just, I don't know even how to phrase the question. Why are we cynical? Is it our fault? Have we become cynical? Or is it because it's like proselytized in a way that makes it seem disingenuine? And so you're like, ugh. Like, help me, Sam Swan.
Help us.
Help me.
Help us, Sam Swan.
Wow.
Golly. Answer this question of the universe. Do it today.
You know, if I would have had time to prepare.
No time.
I could have thought.
No time. In and out of season. Go.
This. In and out of season. Well, I'm ready to give a reason for the hope that I have, and it's because of Jesus.
No, I think
I don't.
Yeah,
I have a hard time with. There's an underlying assumption.
Okay.
When we're talking about silly things on the radio, Christian radio, there's an underlying assumption when we are talking about paying it forward.
Yeah.
That the reason that the people that we are talking to and that are listening and that we're talking about it. The reason we pay it forward is because we're followers of Christ.
Yeah.
We wouldn't naturally be inclined to do that. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't other people out there that they have it in their mind to do kind things, and it has nothing to do with Christ.
Yeah, we were talking with our dear friend Max this week from Astro Zombies. Not a believer. Really rad dude.
And wants to do stuff for the homeless.
Crazy, awesome humanitarian. Lives in Nepal, and Max has been all over the world and helping people and doing these incredible things.
Right.
Just for goodness sake.
For goodness sake, and doing it to help fellow humans. And that's a good motivation, but our motivation is even deeper than that.
Right.
We do want to do kind things for people because we
Because I'll tell you, it's not because of any goodness in me or having a desire to do good things.
Right.
Because I have some pretty crazy desires that aren't to do good things.
Absolutely.
Yet through the power of Christ alone, I am able to do those good rather than
Paul talks about his love compels us.
Yeah.
We are so overwhelmed by the graciousness of God and the gift of life that he gives us through Christ.
Yeah.
And that Jesus paid our took our place, paid our price, paid the price that we deserve to pay.
Truly paying it forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Super
and
backwards.
out of overwhelming gratitude.
Yeah.
Are compelled by the love of Christ to do things that point other people to Christ. We're not just doing kind things to be nice to people. We're doing kind things for the purpose of Christ being glorified.
Yeah.
Jesus said, "Let your light shine before men that your Father in heaven may be glorified." We do the good things that we do so that God is magnified.
Yeah.
Why is God magnified? Because he is the one and only true God and deserves to be magnified.
Yeah.
And we magnify him in other ways when we testify of what Christ has done in our lives. We're magnifying God.
Right.
So when we're being silly and we're telling stories, especially like with the pay it forward thing, there's an underlying assumption on my part. The reason that I'm doing this is because of Christ. So that when somebody does what is commonly referred to as a Jesus juke, it's on the one hand, thanks for the reminder. But on the other hand, can't you go along with us and understand from our background what we're talking about? I mean, the reason we're talking about this stuff is because of Christ.
Well, and I know,
and we talk about a lot of other silly, stupid stuff
do.
That really make no sense at all, especially on Fridays. That's one of the reasons I like coming in.
But why do we feel like we have to have? And forgive me, I'm being assumptive here.
Yeah,
I'm making some presuppositions about different callers or whatever, because there are times where we'll be talking about something silly or whatever, and then it's like, hey, we have to be serious all the time.
Right.
You cannot have any form of happy whatever inside of you unless you're speaking JPM, Jesus per minute, and then it's edifying and it's good.
Yeah.
Can a conversation like somebody buying somebody else's Starbucks be edifying?
Yeah.
Can a conversation about the idiocies of what Justin Bieber is doing right now remind us the path that all of us are capable of?
Right.
Because if we get to that status, man, there's one of two ways. Sadly, I was looking at this interview with Justin Bieber, his first time on Ellen, and talking about staying humble and staying on the right path and being grounded in Jesus.
Yeah.
And then you see him today, and there's zero grounding.
Yeah.
And guess what? He was spitting all the Jesus juke happiness on his first go-round.
Right.
So was it out of the abundance of his heart, or was that just something that was set before him by his parents?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or something that somebody said, you know, if you say this, it'll...
Maybe.
And or at that time in his life, his faith was genuine.
Yeah.
And now, because of the way ego works and the way...
It's kind
of
choked out
It's kind of choked out. He's... It's possible that he's fed that side.
I totally rabbit trailed us. I'm sorry.
No, that's just, totally fine.
It's an interesting thing because we talk about this regularly.
Yeah, we do.
Off the air, so why not just talk about it on the air? Because so many believers I know, they will be having a conversation and then the juke will come in or something will hit and it just seems not. It just doesn't seem genuine.
I think that they're afraid. Some people might be afraid, and this is just my observation.
Yeah.
I think some people are afraid to be themselves or are afraid, even with the Lord. They're afraid to be themselves with the Lord, and they don't feel like, and we all know people who are serious all the time.
Right.
That's their personality.
Yeah. We would, John the Baptist.
Right. We would describe them as somebody who doesn't necessarily... It's not that they don't have a sense of humor.
Right.
But it's not... They don't have the kind of a sense of humor that we have, and so it's different. And
right.
And so they don't... When they don't react in a silly way, we're like, well, that's just silly that they're not being silly. And they're looking at us going, well, you're so... Right. And I remember in high school, some of my friends would say, you're so immature. And I'm like, yeah, I'm 17 years old.
Amen.
I'm going to be immature. In fact, I'm going to celebrate my immaturity.
Right.
Because there will be a day when I have to be mature.
But then you'll juke from like a psalm where it's like the mature and you know.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I always felt like that it was they're just afraid to experience all of life. Mm. And do I go overboard the other way? Maybe I do sometimes.
Sure.
Maybe I cross a line with some of the humor. And some of the things that I thought were funny back when I was on staff at a local church as a youth pastor, especially when I was younger, some of the things and games that we would play that we thought were funny that actually humiliated other students, I quit doing those after a while because I grew, I matured in the way that I led my student ministry.
Right.
And so now when I see other younger youth pastors do that, I either, if they ask me, what do you think about that? I will kindly say, you know, have you thought about the fact that you're humiliating that student?
Right.
Or I'll just shake my head and go, they will learn.
Yeah.
They will either learn or they will not be in student ministry for very long. Because they're not in it for the maybe they weren't called to it, but it looked like it was a glamorous and a lot of fun, which it can appear that way. But when you get on the other side, it is not glamorous and fun all the time.
Yeah.
Because ministry's messy. It's hard. It's hard. It's tough.
It is.
So the Jesus Juke to me is a... in some ways, it is a... this is going to sound really harsh. It is a pharisaical attitude.
Hmm.
And I made that word up. I don't know if that's a real word or not.
Pharisaical.
It is sometimes the attitude of the Pharisees. I mean, when you think about I've been studying recently because I'm getting ready for a couple of retreats that I'm doing in a couple of weeks. So I've kind of been looking at some accounts of encounters with Jesus in the Bible. And, you know when you're going to do a retreat, you kind of want to look at what the Bible says so that you can teach that.
Absolutely.
So I have looked at the encounter with the woman at the well. And there's one thing. They have this discussion. And there's one thing that I find humor in. Jesus says, go and get your husband. And she says, I don't have a husband. He goes, you're right. You've had five, and the man you're currently with is not your husband.
Right.
And she makes this statement. It's in Scripture. She goes, I can see that you are a prophet.
Right.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah. Right.
I don't think Jesus was being funny with her.
No.
He's being straight up.
Yeah.
But her response is so typically human and funny to me.
Right.
I can see that you are a prophet.
Right. Right.
You know, I mean, what else is she going to say?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, I can see that you're a prophet. To me, there's some humor in there.
Yeah. It's like she's like, okay, you get it.
As I picture this encounter with Jesus, I picture a smile across his face.
Yeah.
Because she goes, I can see you're a prophet. And I can just see him kind of go, well, yeah, I am. In fact, I'm the one that you have been looking for. Because remember later, he says, and I don't remember the chronology of the story.
Yeah.
But in that encounter, he also says, I'm the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now think about that. Mm-hmm. What if we got to be the one at the well and we're saying, you say the Messiah's coming, we know the Messiah's coming, and there's this issue about worship.
Yeah.
The you will worship in spirit and truth. Well, and we know the Messiah's coming, I'm the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
That would just be
mind-blowing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and it's captivating, and there's power in that. So then why is it sucked out? It feels sucked out at times. You know what I mean? That it's like, wow, talking about it in that way, in that light, it's incredible and it's powerful. Is it because the juke at times can feel like a throwaway line, maybe? Almost
or,
just a go-to.
Or it's a subtle way of passing a sort of
judgment? One of my least favorites. Hey, man, how you doing? I'm doing good. Oh, they're none good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, well,
what?
But you just, okay.
Yeah, it's a passive-aggressive form of judgment.
Right.
In some ways.
Or to show that you know Scripture.
Right.
Something that I think I approach it from a very cynical place, just because playing in so many churches and so many things happen. And oftentimes the Jesus juke was used not necessarily like this, but it was like, well, I don't know, man. I don't know why nobody came. It's we prayed. And so it seems like a lot of times people were just shifting blame to God when in fact it was their place. So when I guess whenever we talk about what have you done for someone lately, and the first response we get back is, Jesus, you know, well, I know Jesus or something, or it's some sort of, it, to me, it feels like
shifts
number
off
it
of
feels
you because
like
maybe you're not doing what you should
be. It feels
like
a cop out. Yeah. That's the thing. But I know that this is over the internet, so there's no way of me knowing that
right,
person. It's
right.
A lot easier when it's in person, because then you can tell, okay, this
the
person.
The heart behind
yeah,
it.
You,
the,
you can,
and
like,
if you know them.
Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, like, if you have a relationship with him, you can go, come on, man.
And I struggle with it because I feel like I was this guy for so long in high school and college. I was always like looking for my spot where I could insert some profound
theological,
something I thought that I knew about, you know. Yeah. And then later you just realize how stupid you sound.
Yeah.
And I guess it's just, it, to me, it feels a lot of times like, I mean, the you were just talking about the woman at the well. Jesus is talking to her and then he's like, you know, the guy you're with right now isn't your husband. You've had four, whatever. And then she says, okay, I can see you're a prophet. But, and then she introduces this question that's been in their society and in Jewish society.
Right.
It's been like their big hang up for years. She tried to Jesus juke Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
Right then.
Right.
You know, and then boom, he had an answer for her.
Yeah.
But, so it's like a natural human, it's trying to sound smarter than the other person, deeper than the other person, more profound than the other person.
Yeah. I'm not labeling. We're not. And no. To be clear, we're not labeling.
I'm talking about what it
the
was
comment
for me
today. This is an overarching generalization
because
of all Jesus Jews.
It has happened many times.
It's become very
on the
popular,
air, and it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very popular. Not just here. I mean, it's.
It just sounds like you can go, well, I haven't done anything in a while, but Jesus died for your sin, so bam! That's what I'm going to say. Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number, and prompt you serious discussion. Static!
Good morning, buenos dias.
Hola!
Mateo and Esteban and Samuel.
Ah, sí.
Samuel. I like that. This is good. This is good.
So, guys, this is Hans.
Hey, Hans. What's going on?
Merry late Christmas. Happy New Year. And jazz. Well, about a few things. I guess I read something that just kind of made me chuckle and reminded me of you guys. I don't know if you guys still do the Fun Joke Friday thing.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Kind of silly. But what would the Puma tell you guys if he were to call the Static Morning Awesome Team
show? What would he say?
You guys are making me Puma.
Hans, what happened?
I totally jacked it up.
Midway
but
through.
You guys trying to poo my pants.
Oh, man. Maybe.
Because you guys are so funny. Well, that's just one of the things. It was stupid, and I totally messed
maybe,
it up.
Maybe if you said, what did the cougar say? Because then you're not expecting
or
the puma.
What did the jungle cat say?
What did the jungle cat? That's good. We're just
going
to all right.
Well,
write
I suck at those little jokes.
I thought it was great, man.
Thanks, Hans.
Yeah, man.
But the thing about the whole paying it forward, I've done that thing, and, you know, not to toot my own horn, but, you know, you look at the car behind you and hoping that, you know, they're in need or something. You're trying to do something good. But another thing is, like, you know, you would think that, like, well, that guy has a really nice car, so he doesn't need a free lunch or whatever.
Oh,
but
you never know
if that person's having, like, a really crummy day. You know, like, I mean, you hear of people that are so millionaires and rich and then end up committing suicide, and you just might, like, brighten up that day. And, like, you get that question at the drive thru, like, do you know them?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, but just, you know, tell them, say, God bless you. And you just.
That's awesome.
Just don't look at whatever car that is, you know.
Yeah.
If you see a car behind you and you want to do that and you see him drive a nice car, you know, don't let that stop you from it, from blessing somebody else.
Amen.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thanks, Hans.
Thanks, dude.
505-338-37.
Hey, fun joke. It's still floating around out there.
What just
happened? Fun joke. He messed up his joke so bad.
Love you, Hans.
He was trying. He was trying hard.
Amazing. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us. We'll continue this conversation.
We shall.
Got some Jimmy Eat World on the way as well. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
I just keep playing the same one. I'm sorry.
All right, I'm going to find one.
It's Pay It Forward Friday. It's Flashback Friday. It's Neil Diamond's birthday.
Neil Diamond.
So we're paying it forward to you by blessing your ears with incredible music.
where to begin.
And also celebrating Neil Diamond's 73rd birthday today.
73rd.
On Team Awesome Morning Party.
That's right. Welcome, everybody. It's Friday. Pay It Forward Friday. Flashback Friday. Sam Swan Friday.
Yep.
Wow. I just got a promotion.
You yeah. Awesome. Pretty much.
Sam Swan got promoted Friday. Hey, I've got a different one if you want to rock this one.
Yeah? We're going to cut out Sweet Caroline?
Oh yeah. Man.
So, Sam, tell everybody about this song. Because
okay. This song was made popular by
the Monkees,
which when I was growing up, that was one of my favorite. That the Monkees are like the big time Rush of that day.
Oh, okay? That makes sense.
Terrifying. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of put together for the purpose of a TV show, but those guys could actually play and could actually sing. Neil Diamond wrote this song, but I'm a Believer, and the Monkees made it popular.
That's cool.
And so that's why Neil Diamond has a version of it.
Speaking of big time Rush and One Direction and all that, we got a solicitation from an artist this morning. They sent us their music.
Hey!
I can't wait to hear it. They're called Soul Direction 1.
Yes.
Soul Direction 1.
Also, speaking of One Direction and Bieber and Big Time Rush, Mitch's show is coming up after this.
That's right!
Middays with Mitch. Uh-huh. So when we're done, stick around for her because she's awesome.
Oh, man. Now, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about the most overused words on resumes because we teased that earlier.
Yes.
And high school students were waiting with bated breath.
Right.
For these words that they need to stop saying on resumes. Also, I guess I need to go back and look at my resume because I don't think I've written one in like a decade. So, yeah, true story. Number one, most overused word on resume. Try and take a wild guess. You want to try and get some of these?
Wow. Passion.
Not on the list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Experience.
Nope.
Really?
Well, I mean, see, here's a couple that could be skilled.
Okay, skilled.
For you, driven.
Yes.
Ooh. Number one, most overused, team player.
Team player.
Yeah.
What about this phrase, valuable addition?
Nope.
Okay, use that one. Use that one. It sounds smart.
Valuable addition.
Yeah,
good.
Team player. The reason why is because one would hope by this time you would know how to play well with others in a corporate world. This should be a given. So instead, discuss how you have worked with teams and things you accomplished with your group that brought your company success. What makes you a must-hire person? How can your ability to work with others in a team setting translate into revenue? Show them, don't tell them you're a team player.
There you go.
All right.
Who was talking to us? Recently, who was talking to us and they were telling us about how they had gotten a job, and who was it? It was funny. They came in the other day. It might have been you, Sam. I don't know.
I've never had a job.
I was going to say.
You've never had a job. They were saying how they had applied for a job, and they had left, or they were walking out, and, you know, they didn't get the, oh, gosh, it was Skip. I heard Skip talking about it.
Amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, Skip was sharing a story about how he had applied for a job, and they kind of gave him the, okay, we'll call you thing. And then he was walking out of the interview, and he stopped, and he turned around, and he said, I want to tell you something. If I get this job, I will be the best employee that you have. I will do this job better than anyone else. And then they looked at him, and they said, you got the job.
No way!
Yep. Wow.
And it was all, it's because he quoted a statistic or something, but it's like, your attitude.
Yeah.
That it's all about your attitude, which is, you know, kind of hard to reflect through writing. But if there's some way that you can find, if you're filling out a resume, to reflect a positive, good attitude in your resume, that's what you should do if you're looking for a job.
Yeah.
And then you just blow them away in that interview. You go in there, don't wear khakis and sneakers.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Okay.
Not in a job interview.
Okay.
And even if you're going in to apply at a fast food restaurant, you dress nicely.
Yeah.
Because that shows them that you respect yourself and them.
I went in for an interview at the Bucks. It's a different time now than it was when I worked at the Bucks. Because when I went in, I wore long sleeves, a nice black shirt, long sleeves. And after I was hired, I came in with a short sleeve shirt, and they freaked on me.
Oh,
because they did not know I had sleeves.
Oh.
And apparently you're not, back then anyways, you weren't supposed to
show off. Whoa!
Now it's like, diversity, bro, more tats the better.
More tats
show that
better.
You're diverse and different. I think these actually helped me get my job at Apple, because I was the picture of diversity.
Yes.
Hey, check it out, nose ring, I got tattoos,
hired.
Isn't it weird how that changes?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Now I can't get a job because I don't have any tattoos.
Oh, Sam. We'll get you a tattoo.
Here, we're going to help you. We're going to help you because, you know,
I sure up my resume.
This youth ministry thing can only last so long.
I grew up in Mississippi, man. You give me a paperclip and a pen, I give you a tattoo.
There you go.
Don't trust me.
Wow. All right. Another word you shouldn't use on your resume, skilled.
Skilled.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to bore a hiring manager, then by all means, say you're skilled. You wouldn't apply for a job you did not have skills to back. Therefore, saying you're skilled is a waste of time. Replace that with something like resourceful, or better yet, often offer examples of the tasks and projects you've worked on that showcase that you are skilled. That's it. One of those show and tell things again.
Yeah.
Effective.
Okay, wait. Before you say that.
Yeah.
Is this stuff you put on your resume or in the interview?
Or both? Well, this is words not to use on your resume.
Both
actual words you should not use on your resume.
All right, just double checking.
Yeah. So don't say these, but I feel like also saying them in the interview
will probably hurt your
chances as well.
Yeah.
Effective. They say talk is cheap. You only have so much time to capture someone's interest. Telling a person that you are and listening examples are two very different things. Some ideas for replacement words include accomplished, results-oriented.
Mm.
Yeah. Man, I'm so...
Okay. That's pretty good.
So glad I don't have to do this right now.
Yeah, dude.
Organized.
Organized. How organized are you? How good at Legos
awesome,
are you?
Awesome, man. You should pat yourself on the back if you know how to keep your cubicle tidy and your email box clean.
Yes. I'm so organized, I once built a 5-foot Lego castle.
Yeah.
Of my own design.
The word is wicked vague.
Wicked vague.
Yes, and that's why. Seeing how vague you are by saying organized, it's okay... Organized in what?
Is
your
it
organizational
like,
skills?
Like file cabinet, crayon box? What's it? Yeah. Where's the organization?
The only exception to this rule is if you are applying for an administrative assistant or support staff position because you do need that organizational skill
set. In which case, to super impress them, arrange your resume alphabetically. Boom.
Yes.
Or write a message along, like, write a secret message at the beginning of each sentence. Like, each line, you have a letter, and it spells something.
Yeah.
I read a kid was doing his thesis, or it was a resume or something, recently. And this kid had to have been the smartest person and the wittiest person in the world. Because their resume or whatever, their thesis, all of the lines started the letters. It spelled out, never gonna give you up. Never going to let you down.
No way.
Never going to run around and desert you. He Rickrolled the person. It said the whole, like, chorus.
That's incredible.
It wasn't. I was like, that's the smartest person in the world. Right there. Give that man
but what happens to the boss that has never heard that song before?
They don't get it. And it's fine because then it gets put up on Twitter or Reddit or whatever, and the world laughs with him.
Yeah. Yes. Truth. Truth.
Hey, I gave a friend of mine a glowing recommendation the other day. I want to read it and see if some of these words are in there.
Oh, okay.
My buddy James, he's trying out for this new job, I guess in Nashville. It's called Rover.com, and it's a pet sitting job. And he was like, Matt, please write me a recommendation. I know you don't have a dog, but if you could just give me a recommendation. And I was like, I got you, boy. Well, first I said, good grief, James.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm going to do this thing.
Yes.
So this is what I wrote about James. James is literally one of the best people I have ever met.
Okay.
He's not only one of the most responsible people I've ever met, but he has a solid grasp on who he is and who he aspires to be in the future. James is a quick-thinking problem solver.
Oh, no.
Is that one? Do I get one?
Right. Problem solver.
Inspiring sense of selflessness really shows in high-pressure situations.
Mm.
He is a sensitive and caring individual who will not walk away from any job until said job is completed. Aside from all of these amazing traits, he loves animals. I would confidently trust him with any of my 8 pets at any given time. He's a dog person, a cat person, a fish person. Heck, he's just a pet person. Seriously. I would even let him dog sit my 3-year-old robotic baby Triceratops clone and wouldn't even give it a second thought. I firmly believe that he would be a great addition to the Rover team.
Wow!
Respectfully, Mateo. I left out the Triceratops bit on the actual thing, but I added it when I sent it to him.
Nicely done.
Just to make him squirm a little
bit. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
You included hard worker.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing either.
Well...
Oh.
Heaven only knows how many people write this only to slack off in some area when they get the job. Why do you think of yourself as a hard worker? Look for another word. to describe your ability to hustle.
Hustle.
Driven, you mentioned like passion, driven. Yeah. Never use that word. Okay, we get it. You're driven to apply for a job, but how does that translate into the workplace?
I was literally driven to this very place today by my mom.
That's funny.
When used like that, you will get some laughs, and yes, that way it all works out for everyone.
Yes.
Self-starter. On the list as well, finally, we come to self-starter. Please don't misunderstand. Working without your boss always telling you what to do is a breath of fresh air. But take the time to list how you have taken initiative in any specific area of your life and examples that have benefited companies you've worked for that prove you are a self-starter.
Boom.
Trust me, a lot of people think they're self-starters and they get in a job and it's like, yeah, but wait, what do I do? How do I?
Right.
Can you just hold my hand, please?
Right.
Gosh.
Yeah. Self-starter is just a kind way of saying, I do not want you looking over my shoulder.
I really don't want you looking over my shoulder.
It's all about finding things that you're actually good at, even if you're walking into a situation, a job that you might not know the ropes yet. Like this job,
yeah.
When I came in, I knew how to do very little. Like some things here.
You knew how to be funny.
So I knew how to be funny. I knew how to do some of the computer stuff. But then we started having our fundraiser.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing I can do, it's call people and ask them to be a part of something. Because that's what I've had to do for the past 12 years trying to book my band.
It was pretty incredible.
So, yeah.
We had more giveaways for this last fundraiser than we ever had because this dude just grabbed like the yellow pages and started calling businesses.
Oh, really?
My name is Mateo. I work with a nonprofit listener-supported station, so Static Radio.
I'd go, that smooth southern charm you're hearing is because I just moved here from Nashville.
There you go.
It was great.
Because Nashville is kind of one of those romantic cities.
Watching him work. Mm-hmm. It was pretty awesome.
If you hear, oh, you're from Nashville. It's like saying, I'm going to Chicago.
All the way out here.
When you use those big, there's certain cities in our country that you say that's just like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Nashville's really one of them. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good town.
Moved here just to help this listener-supported radio station.
Hey, quick birthday shout-out. I forgot to say it during birthdays. Today is CrossFit Nick's birthday.
CrossFit Nick's birthday!
He's probably there already, so he doesn't hear this, but happy birthday, buddy.
CrossFit
I'll see
Nick,
you later
happy
today.
Birthday. You can do it!
You can
I
do
believe
it.
In you!
Ah!
Keep going!
Ah!
It's your birthday!
No!
Another year old! You got this!
You got
Don't
it.
Give up now!
Boom.
Keep going! Lift! Lift! Does he do stuff like that?
Yes.
Ugh.
And it's encouraging.
No, it's no. all you,
he
baby!
He looks like Captain America!
It's all
I feel
you,
like I got
baby.
Captain America right there going, do this! I'm like, yes, sir! I want to be an Avenger so bad. So I do it.
Keep pushing, keep trying.
Keep pushing, keep trying. Hey, fill out your resumes.
Yeah. Know that you can always count on me. For sure.
For sure.
That's what friends are for.
That's. Nope. Nope.
Well, that's it for us. We are out. Man, it's already Friday. Sam, you stayed for the whole show.
I did.
I love it. I like it.
I appreciate that you didn't kick me out.
I love that spring training is right around the corner and you're sporting your Cleveland Indians hoodie with
style. But I won
style.
By retweeting something from MLB Network.
So hilarious.
It really
so
worked.
Cool. It really did work. You're like one of the few people that have actually won something.
Everybody else just gets,
and I never win anything.
I know. Everybody else's bank account just gets pilfered.
Yeah. I won a Superman Returns video game from like a Cheerios box or something.
I
couldn't
won
believe it.
The
it was
internet
real.
Yeah. Once.
So that was real.
A whole thing.
Real.
Nope.
All right. You have won 4 hours of a morning show you can download for free. MyStaticRadio.com. Check out the podcast there. Till then, we will see you Monday for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye and good weekend.
Static.